brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling of Hastings. Now, let's go to courtside for tonight's game.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to high school basketball here on 1230 KHAS Radio, a doubleheader in Grand Island, Adams Central, and Grand Island Northwest. The girls' game is up first, and Tim Marker is here, the head basketball coach of the Adams Central Lady Patriots. Coach, ball club at 8-2 on of the season, coming off a win last Monday, a postponed game over in Loup City. You won that one and beat St. Paul last Saturday night at home. So coming off the win last Saturday, I guess the day off Sunday a little bit, and then playing on Monday didn't seem to have too much of an effect on the girls. They were ready to go Monday night.
Yeah, it was definitely a different situation. It's kind of more like a tournament situation where you come in and you have to play. You don't have the JV game to kind of sit back and see what the other team's going to do and do some scouting and kind of get yourself mentally ready and have time. And so we had to show up and get ready and get out there and play. And, you know, it was just more of a tournament-type atmosphere as far as the preparations and things where you just show up and play. So it was different, but it was good to be able to get some experience with that situation as we continue to get closer and closer to conference tournament and district time. And, you know, the girls did a nice job. We didn't shoot the ball real well, which was a concern coming off the layoff and also a concern when you do shoot well on Saturday night and then but just not being able to get enough shots in practice and stuff. And so we didn't shoot the ball as well as we'd like to, but we did do a good job getting the ball inside against them.
Well, last Saturday, Kelly Shuck has 16 to lead the way, has about half your points in that game, and then Kelsey Sedlak steps up with 14 on Monday night. She shoots the ball well for you, so you're getting what you want, aren't you, Coach? You don't have the big star that's going to score a lot of points every game, but you're getting people stepping up each individual game, and that's nice to know. You're never quite sure who it might be, but it's good to have seven or eight available to do that, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, and one of the things that happens a little bit there is if somebody decides to focus on Jalinda, and Jalinda had 5 or 7 assists against Loup City, and that was kind of some of what was going on, where the ball would go inside to Jalinda, and so they'd try to double and help that, and then she was able to dump the ball off to other post players or kick out to guards and get good shots, and so she did a nice job distributing the ball as well. But that's something that we just, you know, when you don't have that one scorer that you're going to rely on all the time, and you have, like you said, 5 to 7 girls that can score for us, you know, that gives you the ability to kind of adapt and hope that they can see what the defense is giving up and be able to take advantage of it.
That's what, a 35-30 win over St. Paul. You only give up 36 against Loup City on Monday night. 3 of their 4 quarters, they're not even in double digits. So defensively, you give up 14 points in the first half on Monday night. So defensively, played pretty well, and that can always carry a team, can't it?
Yeah, and it can, and that's kind of what we talked about in both of those games, was that, you know, we might be lacking a little bit offensively because of the practice situation leading up to St. Paul and then going on and playing a Monday game. And you can still play good defense. You can still work hard and create some easier offensive opportunities. We played quite a few girls on Monday. We knew we probably would have to. Just because of some of the conditioning and you know, the lack of conditioning, lack of practice, and being a Monday. So, you know, that's kind of what we run into a little bit there in the second half, where we were playing quite a few people and just trying to get some more experience there. But our girls did a nice job of playing good defense and keeping them off the boards, you know, and doing the things that we needed to do, and then just kind of let the defense and the rebounding take care of the offense a little.
And the team, the Patriots, win at 49-36 over Loup City after the win last Saturday against St. Paul at home. The Lady Patriots 8-2, and Grand Island Northwest is up. It's a road game for Adams Central. We'll be back to talk about the Lady Vikings and the Lady Patriots right after this timeout in tonight's pregame show.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings tips its sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
Welcome back to our pregame show before our first of two here on 1230 KHAS Radio, Adams Central at Grand Island Northwest. The girls' game is up first, and we're talking with Tim Marker, the girls' basketball coach of the Adams Central Lady Patriots. Okay, Coach, you guys go in at 8-2 on the season. You face a Northwest team. Their place here tonight, they're 2-5 on the year, but they've lost to some pretty good teams. What's the scouting report on the Lady Vikings?
Well, the scouting report is that you don't want to look at their record a lot and just assume that they're not a very good team, because they are. They've got good balance as far as they've got some speed out front, some guards that are more our size that we can match up with pretty good. But it'll be a tough battle inside where they have a couple of six-footers that are inside. The Johnson girl is a great athlete and does a great job of being available to the ball. And then if you try to key on her too much, then she can dump the ball down to Jones or Shimmer or either one of those post players. And, again, they're six-footers also. So it makes a tough matchup. But kind of like what we've been talking about is you've got to go out and play good defense. And even though you're a little bit shorter, if you play good, tough defense and smart defense, a lot of times, you know, that height really doesn't show up. And so that'll be the key for us is making sure that we get out and we play hard and play physical and keep them off the boards and try to make up for that difference in height just by playing aggressive.
The offense tonight, of course, the inside play, you'll need that. You'll need the outside play. You need that total team effort all the time offensively, and I know you're looking for that tonight, too. You got to kind of get what and take what you get here tonight, right?
Yeah, that'll be a big part of it. You know, they can go zone or they can come out and play man and they can play man and sag inside a little bit, or they can play man and try and get out and deny, and they can do a lot of different things defensively with the athleticism they have at the guard and the height they have at the post. And then their post subs that come in, they happen to be 6 foot as well. So they don't lose a lot of height even when they bring people off the bench. You know, we've got to make sure that when we have open shots, we take advantage and take those shots. And then everybody else tries to react and either get to the boards or get back. They'll try to run a little bit. You know, and they've only played 7 games, so you know they've been improving as the games go by. And if you look at the scores, they've had some games, some good games with some pretty good teams. So they're a good team. Their record doesn't do them justice, and they're on a stretch right now where that record could really turn around if they would get on a little bit of a roll.
Well, Coach, it's January 15th, and I believe that the sub-district begins on February 15th. That's a 30 days away or so. I think this season's really moving along, but I know you're happy with things, but you just have to concentrate tonight Northwest, Donovan Trumbull, and just game by game, Wood River's coming up, and then Grand Island Central Catholic. So you're beginning kind of the second half of the season here, and you want to get off on the right foot. A lot of basketball still to be played, but the tournament time's moving right along, getting closer, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, and you know, I kind of took a look at that earlier this week, and started to do a few calculations, and was letting the girls know yesterday that we were down to 13 practices till that first district game, and that's kind of an eye opener and kind of a shock when you think, you know, we have several games coming up yet, but we only have 13 practices to prepare and get ready for that district competition. So we really just talked about making sure you take advantage of all the time that we have. Because it will go by really fast. You know, you get to that conference tournament time and you turn around, you've got 2 games, and then you turn around, you've got districts, and then it's win or go home. And so, you know, it'll fly by. It'll be a lot of work. It'll be pretty intense, I hope, as far as, you know, trying to keep up with everything and keep everything going. And the girls are pretty excited about it. Of course, you know, the players like to play games, and so this is a great time of year for the players.
Hey, Coach, good luck tonight. Hopefully we'll have a chance to talk when it's over. Thank you.
All right, thanks a lot, Blaine.
That's Tim Mark, our girls basketball coach of the Adams Central Lady Patriots. Stay tuned. High school basketball coming your way here on 1230 KHS. Adams Central at Grand Island Northwest. The girls' game is coming up next.
In the Paint has been brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Call 469-8551 or visit them on the web at billhamburgerremodeling.com. Stay tuned. High school basketball is up next on Hastings Link to High School Sports. 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
These are the words every homeowner dreads.
Oh, the furnace is broken.
And these are the words that make everything better.
I'm calling the American Standard guys.
Your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer can repair any brand you've got, or better yet, upgrade you to a supremely reliable American Standard comfort system.
All better.
Call Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service, your independent American Standard dealer. Call 462-2311.
High school basketball is brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local business supporting local youth and local athletics.
Good everyone, and welcome to Grand Island Northwest High School for girls and boys high school basketball here on 1230 KHAS Radio. the Adams Central Lady Patriots, and Patriots taking on the Grand Island Lady Vikings and Vikings here tonight in a high school basketball doubleheader for you. We'll have both games right here on 1230 KHS. The girls' game is up first. The Adams Central Lady Patriots coming in with 8 wins and 2 losses on the season. They're coming off a couple of wins within the last week. Last Saturday, the Patriots won at home over St. Paul in a conference game, 35-30. And then a postponed game from earlier in the season. The Patriots hit the road and traveled to Loup City on Monday night and defeated the Red Raiders there by the score of 49-36. So an unusual Monday night game for the Lady Patriots, and they won at 49-36, leading 27-14 at halftime. Kelsey Sedlak leading the way with 14 for the Lady Patriots in the Monday night victory. And Kelly Shuck with 16, almost half the Patriot points in that win over St. Paul last Saturday. So Adams Central coming in with a 2-game winning streak. They've won 8 out of 10 this season. Their only losses to Kearney Catholic and to Minden in double overtime in the finals of the Minden Holiday Tournament. Wins this season for Adams Central over a very good Holdridge team to start the season: Aurora, Centura, Ord, Gibbon, Broken Bow, St. Paul, and Loup City. And the Lady Patriots at 8-2 on the season. Coming in scoring at a 47.6 a clip on the basketball season. They have three players right around the 10-point per game scoring average, with Janessa Bolin leading the way at 9.7, Jalinda Hodson 9.4, Kelly Shuck 9.3 points per contest, and of course Jalinda Hodson with the 12.8 rebounds per contest, leading the team in rebounds. Bolin leads the defense with 35 steals, and Shuck the leader in assists at 3.5 per contest. The Patriots getting 34 rebounds per contest, doing a good job on the boards this season and turning the basketball over on the average of 17 per game. But overall, Tim Mark are pretty pleased with things as the Lady Patriots come in at 8-2 on this basketball season. The opponents tonight, the Grand Island Northwest Vikings, the Class B school. Of course, Adams Central this year is in Class C1 for girls competition in the postseason and this season. So these teams were in the same district last year, along with Holdridge and McCook and Hastings High School and Lexington. That won't be the case this year. As Adams Central was C1 in girls basketball this season. They are Class B in the boys competition. But Grand Island Northwest, 2 wins, 5 losses. Troy Glock's team won their first 2 games over Central City and McCook, and have lost their last 5 to a very good, of course, number one ranked Seward team, a good Lexington team, 61-45. Norfolk Catholic, a 6-2 team, beat them by 11. Sydney's 8-2. Beat Grand Island Northwest by 4. Most recent outing was last Saturday as Grand Island Northwest lost at York to a 7-1 York team, 58-46. So they've lost to some very good competition, at least win-loss-wise. And the Vikings are 2-5, losing their last 5 basketball games. They come in averaging 43.7 points per game, giving up 48.9 on the season. They are led in the scoring by their two big players, Taylor Johnson, the 6'1 senior, and Emily Jones, the 6-foot sophomore. Johnson averages 12.9 and Jones 10.6 on the season, leading the Lady Vikings. The Adams Central and Grand Island Northwest in this doubleheader. We'll be back with the play-by-play of the first quarter of this girls' game right after this one-minute timeout.
Hi, this is Terry Anstein, President, Five Points Bank of Hastings. On behalf of our shareholders, directors, and staff, I would like to thank all of our great customers for helping us become the fastest growing bank in Hastings. I would also like to invite everyone in the Hastings area to stop in and visit with one of our bankers and learn how we can be your bank for the long run. Locally owned, locally managed, Five Points Bank, the better bank. Member FDIC.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
Local and area athletes and teams stop at Hogan Sporting Goods. From a great selection of shoes and clothing to equipment, accessories, and much more, Hogan's has it. Hogan Sporting Goods, downtown Hastings, proudly supporting local and area high school athletes, Hastings College, and the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
1230 KHAS.
And
welcome back to Grand Island Northwest High School. We just had the playing of our national anthem, our first of two coming up, girls boys doubleheader, Adams Central and Grand Island Northwest here tonight on 1230 KHAS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska. For the Adams Central Lady Patriots, they are expected to start the usual suspects, Carrie Holden, the 5'9 senior, Carrie Coast, the 5'6 senior, Linda Hodson, a 5'11 senior, Kelly Shuck, a 5'4 senior, and Janessa Boland, a 5'6 junior, before Adams Central. The starters expected to be for Grand Island Northwest, the 6-foot sophomore, Emily Jones, 10 points, 6 rebounds per game. Taylor Johnson, a 6'1 senior, 13 points, 7 rebounds per contest. Jones and Johnson will be the keys, of course, for the Lady Vikings, the two tall players, and they have led the way to Grand Island Northwest this season. Beeler is a 5'8 senior, she'll start, 2.6 points, almost 5 rebounds per contest. And the guards are Taylor Shoemaker, a 5'6 senior, 5 points, 2 rebounds per game. And the other guard is Tyler Havronik, a 5'7 senior, 6.4 points, 2.3 rebounds for the Lady Vikings. Lady Vikings out-rebounding their opponents by 8 per contest. Johnson at 7.4, and Jones at 6 rebounds per game, leading the way there. So the Jones and Johnson story for Grand Island Northwest, and that's a formidable task for the Adams Central defense in this game tonight. As Adams Central and Grand Island Northwest about ready to tip things off here at Grand Island Northwest, our first of two tonight for you. Adams Central, Holland and Coates, Hobson, Shuck, and Boland. Jones, Johnson, Beeler, Havronik, and Shoemaker for Grand Island Northwest. Adams Central, the traveling red uniforms, white numerals, white trim for the Lady Patriots, and some blue trim also, and the home white tops, the black and gold numerals and trim for Grand Island Northwest here at Grand Island Northwest High School. Adam Central will come out with Coates and Olin and Shuck and Boland and Hodson. Beeler, Havronik, Shoemaker, Johnson and Jones for Grand Island Northwest. And here we go, Adam Central going from right to left, shooting the basket to our left in this first half. Jim Marcus Club looking for their ninth win of the year. Grand Island Northwest trying to break a 5-game losing streak on the girls' side here tonight. The team's at center court. The basketball is in the air, and the tip is controlled by Grand Island Northwest, and they get the ball first as they go from left to right, and Taylor Shoemaker has it. Man-to-man defense for the Lady Patriots of Adams Central. The pass to Beeler, back to Shoemaker, and she's going to travel. Taylor headed for the bucket, but turned it over on the travel on the first turnover of the game on the first possession for the Lady Vikings of Grand Island Northwest. Adams Central will bring it the length of the floor in their first offensive possession of the game, and Kelly Shuck will have it, and Grand Island Northwest will also start out in a man-to-man defense here. Johnson on Hodson, who has the basketball for Adams Central. Top of the key pass to Boland. Left wing now to Kelly Shuck. Shuck picked up by Shoemaker. One dribble into the corner to Hodson on the pass. Hodson will drive the baseline. Pass back out is behind Carrie Coates and out of bounds, and Adams Central turns it over in its first possession, so the team's trade turnovers. First time down the floor, and it'll be Grand Island Northwest basketball. Early in this one is all the Hastings High School teams playing tonight. Hastings High, girls and boys in McCook, St. Cecilia hosting Southern Valley. Adams Central here at Grand Island Northwest and Northwest basketball. If it is Taylor Shoemaker, picked up by Boland. Shoemaker left to the free throw line. Stops and pops from 15. It's going to be off the back of the iron. No good. Rebound by Shuck. Patriots now with Kelly Shuck across the timeline. Basket to our left here to Carrie Coates inside. Pass intended for Holland. Knocked out of bounds there by Emily Jones. It will stay with the Adams Central Lady Patriots. Scoreless ball game. We've played 57 seconds in this doubleheader. The first of two. Inbounding it to Adams Central. It's inbounded to Holland. To Carrie Coates. Coates to Shuck. Kelly with it. Now top of the key is Coates. Pass underneath to Carrie Holden in the lane. Gets rid of the basketball to Shuck for three in the air from the wing. Off the rim, no good. Rebound on the long rebound. Shuck runs his own shot down. Gets the rebound to Boland. Back to Shuck. To Hodson at the free throw line in the lane. Stops and shoots from seven off the glass and rim and good. And Jalinda Hodson gets the first field goal of the game. And Adams Central with the early 2-0 lead. Pass goes to Taylor Johnson in the scoring zone. A pass tip, but it goes to Emily Jones underneath the basket. Put up with the left hand and score. Emily Jones with the first field goal for Grand Island Northwest, and we are tied at two. Jones, who averages 10, gets the first bucket for Grand Island Northwest. Kelly Shuck with the ball for Adams Central. Still behind the timeline. Now passes it into the front court to Janessa Boland. In the corner now to Jalinda Hodson. Hodson for the Patriots. Gives up her dribble. Pass is going to be deflected and going to be stolen out of there by Kyla Havronik. The Patriots turn it over for the second time. Havronik with the steal.
She has the basketball, left-handed dribble, now right-handed dribble across the timeline, picked up by Schuff. Kyla Havronik on the left wing to Amelia Beeler. Tied to Jones, double team there, tipped away from her. Three players go to the floor, comes out to Beeler, puts up a 13-footer and scores, Amelia Beeler. First lead of the night turns the Vikings 4-2, Grand Island Northwest 5:40 to go in period number one. Schuck front court pass now to Janessa Bolin in the corner to Carrie Holland. Holland to Bolin for Adams Central. On a lob underneath to Holland. She'll get free of her defender. Shot blocked by Taylor Johnson, but a whistle, and looks like they're going to call the 6'1" senior Johnson with the foul. Get a little help on defense, and the foul called on Taylor Johnson. That'll be her first foul of the ballgame, and Carrie Holland to the free throw line to shoot two for Adams Central. 4-2 Vikings with 5:27 to go in period number one. Holden's free throw is going to be off there, no good. Carey will get the second. Adam Central again 8-2 on the year. Grand Island Northwest at 2-5. But the Lady Vikings have played some teams with good records, good ball clubs. Second free throw is short, no good. Hodson goes to the floor, tries to give up the basketball, but travels. So Linda trying to get that offensive rebound had to go to the floor and was called for traveling. Tipped the ball out of there, but traveling called before that, and the turnover on the Patriots, their third, and it'll be Viking basketball. Well, backcourt pressure by the Patriots, and inbounded to Taylor Shoemaker, the senior, to Havronik, another senior, back to Shoemaker, still in the backcourt. Taylor passes the ball into the front court to Taylor Johnson. A pass underneath goes to Emily Jones. She will score with the left hand. Jones, the left-hander, has 4 points, and it's now 6-2, Northwest with the lead. From Rhode Island Northwest, and Class B team, Adams Central competing in C1 this year in girls basketball. The pass to Hodson. Corner now to Coates. 17-footer is going to be off there, no good. Hodson, offensive rebound, shot up and good. Jalinda Hodson has all 4 Patriot points. Vikings lead at 6-4. Backcourt is Shoemaker. She'll dribble it across the timeline into the offensive zone. To Johnson. Now to Havronik. To Shoemaker. Taylor with the basketball. We'll slow it up now for Grand Island Northwest. Picked up by Schuck. Right side pass to Johnson. Taylor with it to Jones, right side to Shoemaker, top of the key to Beeler, back to Shoemaker, behind the arc, lob inside is going to be too strong, but a pushing foul on Carrie Holland of Adams Central. First foul of the basketball game on the Patriots. It'll be a non-shooting situation, and Kelsey Sedlak is going to check in, the 5'9 senior for Adams Central. Usually the first off the bench, and she's in for Carrie Holden. 4:23 to go, first quarter, 6-4 Vikings. They will inbound in a non-shooting foul situation. Taylor Shoemaker to inbound for the Vikings, does to Beeler. 16-footer, good. Amelia Beeler has 4, Emily Jones has 4. The Vikings lead at 8-4. With 4:14 to go in period number one, Schuck across the timeline for the Patriots to Janessa Bolin. To Kelly Schuck, left wing to Carrie Coates. Now to Schuck. To Bolin. Fake, and now a shot by Bolin. It's going to be off there, no good. They battle for it, and it's grabbed by Emily Jones. Jones with a 6-foot frame there. Johnson at 6-1, and they could pose problems inside for the Lady Patriots. Shoemaker will get to the free throw line. 16-footer will be off the back iron and rim. No good. Rebounded by Hodson. Jalinda Hodson to Schuck. 8-4, Grand Island Northwest. 3:40 to go, first quarter. Coates with it. Free throw line pass now to Hodson. She will drive. Passes back out to Coates. On the baseline, running 7-footers, no good. Partially deflected by Taylor Johnson off the side of the backboard and out of bounds. Patriot basketball. Michaela Schimmer, another 6-footer, 6-foot sophomore in for Taylor Johnson for Northwest. Well, the first substitution for the Vikings. Patriots inbound. Passes tipped off Sedlak's hand. She loses control of it, and Shoemaker picks it up. She will drive, put it up on the run, no good. Rebound underneath by Havronik. Her shot partially deflected. There to rebound is Hodson, knocked away from her and out of bounds, but it's off. To Linda Hodson, it will stay with the Vikings. It'll be Viking basketball. Shoemaker to inbound. 8-4, Northwest with the lead, 3:20 to go, first quarter. Taylor inbounds underneath. Chop it up by Schimmer's going to roll off the backboard and rim and good. Michaela Schimmer, 6-footer, puts it up and in. 10-4, Northwest with their biggest lead at 6. Using their inside height, 3 6-footers they played up front. They have the 10-4 lead. Coach with it on the left wing to Schuck. They will take the 3 from the top of the key. It's going to be off there, no good. A battle for it underneath, and a whistle on the rebounding attempt. Jones grabbed it for Northwest, a foul on Adams Central. It's called on Jalinda Hodson, her first team, second non-shooting situation into the game. Haley McNeilis, a 5'5 junior, and Taylor Johnson checks back in for Michaela Schimmer for Northwest. 2:57 to go first quarter. Northwest with the 10-4 lead. And Adams Central has been bothered by the inside game of Northwest. Patriots don't go very tall. Hodson at 5'11", and nobody over 5'9 in that starting lineup. Northwest basketball. Emily Jones has it. Sedlak on her to Johnson. Inside pass is going to be picked off by Coates. Turnover Northwest, their second. Coates with the steal there for Adams Central. Gives it to Kelly Schutt. Now in the front court to Kerry Coates for the Lady Patriots. Free-throw line pass is tipped out of bounds by Taylor Johnson. She got in front of Jalinda Hodson and knocked it out of bounds. Patriot ball. Schimmer comes right back in. First rest for Emily Jones. Going out is Kerry Coates for the Patriots. First appearance for Leslie Pfeiffer, a 5'8 junior for Adams Central. 2:33 to go first quarter. 10-4 Vikings. Inbounded Pfeiffer to Bolin for the Patriots. Hodson has all four Patriot points. There's Shuck on the wing. Eyed the three but didn't take it. Top of the key now to Sedlak. Kelsey with it. Side pass to Pfeiffer, an 18-footer is going to be off the rim. No good. Hodson, offensive rebound for Adams Central. Double team there, dribbles it out of trouble. Passes cross-court to Shuck. Kelly on the wing now will reverse and give it to Bolin. Bolin to Hodson. Into the lane, hop-step shot by Hodson off the rim and good. Ball for Jalinda Hodson. She has all six Patriot points, 10-6, and a quick timeout, Troy Glock. So Grand Island Northwest, we'll take one with 1:58 to go first quarter. It's Grand Island Northwest 10, Adams Central 6. We're back in 30 seconds.
Harvard State Bank, competitive, progressive, and secure. While Harvard State Bank is locally owned, they still offer the latest technology like free online banking. Go to harvardstatebank.com. Since 1903, Harvard State Bank, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Keese Drive-In Drugs and Keese Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keese Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Keese Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
Welcome back to Grand Island Northwest. We're in the first quarter, late in period number one of our first two of the girls' contest. Grand Island Northwest leading Adams Central 10-6. All six Patriot points by Jalinda Hodson as she's battling them inside. Four for Emily Jones, four for Amelia Beeler, and two for Michaela Schimmer for Grand Island Northwest. Adams Central sends out Bolin and Leslie Pfeiffer, Kelsey Sedlak, Jalinda Hodson, and Kelly Schuck. It's Northwest basketball, and Taylor Shoemaker, the starting guard, checks it back in. Amelia Beeler's out there along with Taylor Johnson, Michaela Schimmer, and Kyla Havronik also in there for Grand Island Northwest. They have the basketball. There's a lob underneath by Taylor Johnson. Her shot up and good. The lob inside, and Johnson gets her first field goal, and it's 12-6. Grand Island Northwest with the lead. Adams Central with the basketball. Front court, it's Shuck. 1:33 to go, first quarter. Pfeiffer with it. For the Patriots to Shuck, top of the key. And down this Grand Island Northwest zone. They switch the zone using the tall people inside. There's a pass to Bolin. Pass tip there. Vanessa grabs it back for Adams Central. To Hodson. To Pfeiffer. Underneath to Sedlak. Her shot's off the side of the backboard. No good. Johnson rebounds. Passes it out, trying to save it to Shuck for Adams Central. She does, but it goes to Beeler for Grand Island Northwest. 1:08 to go first quarter. 12-6 Vikings. Their second 6-point lead of the quarter. To Taylor Shoemaker, the playmaker for this ball club. An offensive foul on Taylor Shoemaker right in front of the official. Thought the defense was getting a little too close, and Taylor just kind of used the elbow to push her defender away and right in front of the official and called for the offensive foul. Less than a minute to go. First quarter, 12-6 Northwest with the lead. Patriot basketball. Front court, it's Shuck for Adams Central. And another foul on Taylor Shoemaker. And too close on the defense, about 35 feet from the basket, so two quick fouls on Taylor Shoemaker, and she's going to have to come out of there for the rest of this quarter. And into the ball game, back in is Haley McNeilis for her second appearance, a 5'5 junior, and Shoemaker out. 44 seconds to go, first quarter, 12-6 Vikings, Patriot basketball. Leslie Pfeiffer with the top of the key to Carrie Holland for Adams Central, right side to Shuck, and a man defense now for Northwest. Shuck inside the lane, has to give up the basketball to Bolin. And that's a drive to the baseline, a runner from five off the side of the backboard and rim. No good, rebounded by Havronik for Grand Island Northwest. Kyler with the basketball into the scoring zone. 22 seconds to go, gives it up to McNeilis. And McNeilis gives the basketball to Johnson. Pass underneath to McNeilis. She's double-teamed there. Bounce pass out, a traveling call before that pass. And a turnover on Northwest, their third. Adams Central with four in the first half. 13.4 seconds to go, 12-6 Northwest. Quickly, Kerry Coates checked in for Janessa Boland for Adam Central. Patriots will come the length of the floor with 13 seconds to go, down by 6. We've been down 10-4 and 12-6. We're late in the quarter. Shuck with less than 10 into the scoring zone to Coates. Kerry Coates, 16-footer, and there's partially deflected. Grab Bobby Mills, but you can't hang on. So it'll be Patriot basketball. Haley just couldn't control it at the baseline. Went off her fingertips and out of bounds. 4.4 seconds to go, and Kelly Shuck to inbound for Adam Central. And a quick pass in and a quick score before the quarter. Inbounded to Holland. In the corner now to Shuck for three. In the air will be an air ball, no good, and that will end the first quarter. And after one, Grand Island Northwest with the lead. It's the Lady Vikings 12, Adam Central 6, back with the second quarter in 30 seconds.
Say it with flowers from Bob Sass Flowers. Bob Sass Flowers has beautiful bright flowers, green plants, and many more special unique gifts for your home or office decor. Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Hastings, open Monday through Saturday. Call 462-2179.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gassman Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gassman Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gassman Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska. Blaine Gulis with you here at Grand Island Northwest High School. We played one quarter of our first of two, and the Grand Island Northwest girls 12, Adams Central 6, all six Patriot points to Jalinda Hodgson, no one in foul trouble for the Patriots. They're 0 for 2 from the free throw line, committed four turnovers, four for Emily Jones, four for Amelia Beeler, two apiece for Taylor Johnson and Michaela Schimmer for Northwest. They've not attempted a free throw. They turned it over three times. It's 12-6 Northwest. Adams Central sends down Leslie Pfeiffer, Jalinda Hodgson, Kerry Coates, Kerry Holen, and Kelly Shuck. Kyla Havronik on the floor along with Taylor Johnson, Emily Jones, Amelia Beeler, and Haley McNeilis for Northwest. Patriot ball, second quarter just underway, 12-6 Northwest. Zone defense, 2-3 by Northwest. Adam Central with the ball trying to work against that zone defense. Shuck has it, left wing now to Coates. Kerry Coates for Adam Central, top of the key to Shuck. Free throw line pass now to Hodgson, to Shuck for three from the wing. Is going to be off the backboard and rim good. A three ball banked in by Kelly Shuck. That's the lead in half, 12-9 Northwest. First bucket of the night by any Patriot besides Linda Hodgson. 12-9 Northwest. McNeilis with the basketball, top of the key to Havronik. On the wing now to Taylor Johnson. Pass inside to McNeilis. Turns from seven off the backboard and rim. No good. Kelly Shuck with a rebound for Adams Central. So the Patriots have the ball down by three early in period number two. Front court pass now to Leslie Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer inside the ring. Back out to Kelly Shuck. Left side to Leslie Pfeiffer. They look inside for Holland. Pass is going to be wide of carrying out of bounds. So the Patriots turn it over for the fifth time. Janessa Boland checks back in, the starter in this game for Adams Central. And Leslie Pfeiffer goes out. 6:56 to go before halftime. Northwest 12, Adams Central 9. So Haley McNeilis, the 5'5 junior, will control the basketball as starting point guard Taylor Shoemaker has two fouls on the bench for Northwest. Emily Jones with the top of the key on the wing to Beeler. Amelia Beeler, a couple of dribbles, pass down to McNeilis. Left wing now to Havronik, takes the left-handed shot. Going to be in and out of there, no good from the ring, and the ball lost out of bounds and off of Patriots. It'll be Northwest basketball inbounding underneath their own basket. Vikings 12, Patriots 9. McNeilis will inbound, calls out a play. Adams Central in the man-to-man defense, trailing by three. Earlier in period number two, our first of two tonight, the boys' game to follow. McNeilis inbounds to Jones, to Havronik. Havronik at the top of the key, loops a pass on the wing to Beeler. Her shot from 17, good. Amelia Beeler. She's 3 out of 3 from the field, and it's 14-9. Beeler averages 2.6 points per game. She has 6 in the first half. Boland in the lane, running from 7. Good, it will count, and she's fouled. Janessa Boland, her first field goal, and she'll go to the free throw line to try to complete this 3-point play. Foul whistled on Emily Jones. That's her first, and Janessa Boland to the free throw line to try to complete this 3-point play. It's 14-11. Boland's free throw in and out. Hodgson grabs the basketball, offensive rebound off the glass, and rim, no good, but she's fouled. And then the Hodgson with good offensive board work, and she is fouled, and the play should go to the line to shoot two, and the foul called on Haley McNeilis of Grand Island Northwest, and Jalinda Hodson to shoot a pair for Adam Settle. The Patriots 0 for 3 from the free throw line, and Hodson's free throw is going to be off there. No good, too strong. Patriots 0 for 4 from the free throw line. Taylor Shoemaker checks back in for Grand Island Northwest. Second free throw up by Hodson. This one's good. She has 7, makes 1 out of 2, and cuts that lead down to 2. 14-12, Grand Island Northwest. 6:05 to go before halftime. Havronic into the scoring zone, and the guard there by Kelly Shuck. Now Havronic will be left alone from the wing for 3. Going to be too strong. No good. It's tipped around, grabbed by Bolin. Adam Sundell can tie or go ahead with a 3 this possession down. In the backcourt, it's passed to Kelly Shuck. Shuck for the Patriots. Front court pass to Kerry Coates. And Coates looks and passes in the corner to Hodson. She will drive the baseline, and the whistle. And a little bit too much pressure on that baseline, and a foul going to be called on Taylor Johnson. That's going to be her second. Johnson has 2. Shoemaker has 2 for Northwest. Now, Johnson averages 13 points a game. She has 2 fouls. 5:41 to go as Kelsey Sedlak checks in for Adam Central, replacing Kerry Holland. 5:41 to go in the second quarter. 16 fouls, a non-shooting situation in Patriots inbound. Shuck to Coates, to Hodson. Jalinda with it, gives it up to Bolin, top of the key, left alone for 3, and it's good. Yes, Bolin with 5 this quarter. Adam Central regains the lead, and a timeout. Troy Glock and Grand Island Northwest. Bolin's 3 makes it 15-14. Adam Central will take a timeout. 5:32 to go in period number 2. Adam Central 15, Grand Island Northwest 14, back in 30 seconds.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in 3 grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
For more than 80 years, Burt's Drug Stores have been serving its customers with its best prescription service, old-fashioned personal service where they call you by your first name. Free delivery 6 days a week in the drive-up window at Burt's Pharmacy. Serving you, Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
1230 KHAS.
Janessa Bowen with a 3-point field goal has given Adam Sundell the lead once again, 15-14 to the Patriots, outscoring the Vikings 9-2 early in period number 2. Vikings basketball. Emily Jones has it. Top of the key on the wing to Taylor Shoemaker. Shoemaker passes, and a shot put up is going to be no good by Beeler from 13, but the offensive rebound. Pass underneath by Havronic. Now the Shoemaker shot off the glass and rim, no good. A rebound by Taylor Johnson. Her shot is tipped out of bounds by Adam Central, Jalinda Hodson. So the block there by Hodson, there'll be basketball in the Northwest. And Taylor Shoemaker to inbound underneath the Vikings basket. Shoemaker. Pass underneath is tipped by Bolin. It goes to Beeler. Her shot from 7 will roll off there. No good. Hodson with the rebound for Adam Central to carry Coates. Coates quickly into the scoring zone. Front court. Yeah. Sedlak, her shot with the left hand is good. Kelsey Sedlak with her first field goal. Adam Central with the lead, 17-14, the biggest of the night, of 3. The Patriots with the 3-point lead. Shoemaker front court inside the lane. Pass underneath to Jones. Her shot up off no good. Rebounded by Bolin for Adam Central. One and done for Northwest. Bolin's front court pass to Sedlak as the Patriots try to run. They turn it over to steal by Shoemaker. Patriots turn it over. Shoemaker into the scoring zone. And will now slow it up. Now with the basketball still in the dribble. He gives up her dribble now. Pass to Beeler. Really with the top of the key to Taylor Johnson. 17-14 Patriots. Johnson will drive, dish it off to Havronic deep in the left corner and safe and going out of bounds by Beeler. Inside pass to Jones. She turns double teamed and a whistle. Patriots commit a foul there. Non-shooting situation here as Jones got it in low. Had to be fouled by the Patriots. Foul calling Kerry Coates for Adam Central. Leslie Pfeiffer back in for Adam Central. Checking back in is Michaela Shimmer, her first appearance this quarter. Johnson out, Shimmer in. 6'1" senior Johnson out. 6' sophomore Shimmer in. Non-shooting situation. Only 3 team fouls on the Patriots. And Vikings inbound. Beeler to Havronic. Inside to Emily Jones. Tipped away from her, but run down by Shimmer. Shimmer to Shoemaker. Dishes in the corner to Beeler. To Havronic to Shoemaker. Top of the key. Pfeiffer on the defense there. Left wing. Pass to Beeler. And if she can't control it, goes out of bounds. Northwest turns it over for the 4th time. Adams Central basketball. Patriots outplaying the Vikings this quarter. 3:56 to go before halftime. Adam Central with a 3-point lead. Quickly checking in, Kerry Holland for Adam Central. First rest of the evening for Jalinda Hodson. Hodson 7 points and not that many rebounds already for Adam Central. She's out of there now and shucked with the ball into the front court to Holland. Adams Center with a three-point lead in the ball. To Pfeiffer. Leslie with it. Pass tipped and going to be stolen. Knocked out of there as the Patriots turn it over on the steal. It's Efronik. Tries to pass underneath the Shoemaker, but she's fouled on that pass. And the Patriots commit the foul, breaking up that fast break. Foul called on Leslie Pfeiffer, her first. Team's fourth. Back in Janessa Boland. Kelly Shuck out. Again, a non-shooting situation on the fourth team foul on the Patriots. And Shoemaker to inbound for the Vikings. Does to Emily Jones, to Heveronic. Kyla with the basketball. To Beeler inside to Jones. Holding on the defense there. Double team there. Back out to Heveronic. To Shoemaker at the free throw line. Has no shot. Has to give up the basketball. Gives it up now to Shimmer inside to Jones. Emily in low and a whistle. The foul going to be called for that shot on Kerry Holland. So Jones, a 6-foot sophomore, working inside. Kerry Holland with the foul. 15 foul. Again, the Vikings will take it out underneath their own basket. 17-14 Adams Central. 3:22 to go before halftime. Shoemaker to inbound for the Vikings. Does long. Top of the key now to Heveronik. Kyla with the basketball. Bowling on the defense there. Kyla Heveronik. Left wing pass to Shimmer. Shimmer pass inside to Jones and another whistle and another push on the Patriots. So the Patriots getting close to going over the limit here now. They've committed to four fouls in about the last minute or so. And Kerry Holland picks up her third. And she will quickly come out. And Jalinda Hobson, at a short rest, will go out. So Kerry Holland picks up her third, trying to defend Emily Jones in there on the 16th foul. Each team was six. They'll shoot free throws the rest of the way now on both sides of the floor. Shoemaker inbounds to Shimmer. Shot from five is going to be short, and they'll get tipped around job by Coates for Adams Central. The Patriots have held the Vikings to only 2 points this quarter, and Kerry Coates into the offensive zone to our left here for Adams Central in the road red, white, and blue tonight. Hodson pass to Pfeiffer, right side to Coates. Pass inside to Hodson, back out to Coates. Kerry with it at the free throw line, lost control of it, but it goes to Pfeiffer. Leslie now bounce past the Boland. 2:44 to go before halftime. Patriots by three. Pass goes through the legs of Sedlock, but grabbed by Pfeiffer. And a tie-up called on the play. Double team was Leslie, and the automatic jump ball, alternate possession, goes to Northwest with the Patriots. Turn it over. Kelly Shuck back in for Adams Center. Leslie Pfeiffer out for the Patriots. The Patriots have Coates and Shuck, Boland, Hodson, and Sedlock. 2:35 to go before halftime. Adam Central leading by three, 17-14. Shoemaker offensive end for Northwest. Pass going to be wide. Shimmer and out of bounds, and Northwest turns it over for the fifth time unofficially. Eight for Adam Central. Haley McNeilis, 5'5 junior, checks back in, and Shoemaker takes another rest. Inbounded for Adam Central to Kelly Shuck, and the Patriots will be on the offense, and they're into the scoring zone. Shuck's pass now to Coates. Kerry Coates for Adam Central. Look inside for Hodson. Pass is deflected by Shimmer, and he goes out of bounds, and it'll be Patriot basketball. They'll inbound far sideline, and Kerry Coates will play it in, does to Janessa Boland. 2:10 to go, second quarter. 17-14 Patriots, all Patriots this quarter. Now scored Northwest this quarter, 11-2. Sedlock bounce pass into the lane is going to be picked off by Beeler. Turnover, Adams Central, their ninth. And McNeilis will slow it up for the Vikings as he crosses the timeline into the offensive zone to our right here at Grand Island Northwest High School. Shimmer with it. Michaela, top of the key now to Amelia Beeler. The lob inside, going to be grabbed there by Taylor Johnson, and she scores. That was a high pass, but Johnson went up and got it and scored. And the Patriots lead cut to one at 17-16 with 1:35 to go in the first half. Front court, it's Boland for Adam Settle now to shut. 2-3 zone. There's a pass underneath the set. Like, she will drive shot partially blocked by Johnson. Grabs the basketball, and she's fouled in the backcourt. Taylor Johnson, the 6'1 senior, with the blocker was at Shimmer. Looks like Shimmer or Johnson got the block, and a foul on the Patriots. 1-1 coming up for Grand Island Northwest. And going to the line, going to be Michaela Shimmer. The foul called on Jalinda Hodson. That's her second. 17-16 Adams Central, 1:26 to go. Michaela Shimmer to shoot 1-1. Free throw is up, off, no good. Tipped around on the baseline and grabbed by Adams Central's Janessa Boland. So it stays at 17-16. Patriots have the ball. Sedlock shot up off the glass and in and good. Kelsey Sedlock working free underneath and scores her fourth point. 19-16 Patriots with 1:10 to go before halftime. Michaela now across the timeline for Grand Island Northwest. Boland on the defense there. Bounce pass right side to Kyla Hebronic. Inside to Johnson. In the lane. Dishes off. Shot put up by Beeler's good. Lydia Beeler red hot. She has 8-4 in each quarter. Again, averages up about 3 a game. She has 8 this half for Grand Island Northwest. 48 seconds to go. Adam Sutter with a 1-point lead. Hodson on the baseline. Passes back out top of the key to Shuck. Right side to Coates. Terry Coates now to Shuck. Free throw line pass to Hodson. Lobbing inside to Sedlock. Her shot will roll off. No good rebound by Johnson. Taylor Johnson with the rebound for Northwest. 32 seconds to go. Into the scoring zone is Johnson. She will drive. Lost control of the ball and travel. Taylor ran into some traffic and had to turn it over on the travel. It'll be Adams Central ball. 28 seconds to go. And we'll see if Tim Marker and the Patriots want to play for the final shot. Out goes Kerry Coates checking in for the first time for Adams Central. Cheyenne Gotch, a 5'6 sophomore. So Cheyenne makes her first appearance. Patriots may play for the last shot here with 26 seconds to go before halftime, leading 19-18. Kelly Shuck into the scoring zone for Adams Central. Gives it up to Janessa Boland. Boland for the Patriots, right side to Gotch. Cross-court pass now to Shuck. She will drive to the baseline, put up a runner. Shot going to be short. No good. Tipped around, grabbed by Hodson. Hodson to the Patriots to Sedlak. Now to Shuck. 16-footer in the air. Bounces out. No good. 6 seconds to go. A chance for the Vikings. Here comes McNeilis. Long front-court pass going to be picked off by Shuck. Shuck to the timeline with 1 second. Will throw it up from 35. Going to be off the backboard and no good. And that's the end of the first half. And Adams Central lead two at halftime. Patriots 19, Grand Island Northwest 18. We'll talk about this first half in 90 seconds.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with the Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Playing sports is an important part of high school and college life. When injuries occur, the playing stops. Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital's Sports Medicine Outreach Program knows that getting back in the game is the most important thing. That's why we're available weekday mornings and Saturday mornings for our sports injury clinics. Physical therapists and a certified athletic trainer on hand to help you with your injuries. At Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, our goal is to get you back in the game safely and as quickly as possible. Free clinics are held in the Medical Services Building on the Mary Lanning campus. Call for more information.
1230 KHAS.
And welcome back to Grand Island Northwest High School. We're at halftime in our girls' game. First of two tonight. Adams Central leading Grand Island Northwest 19-18. Each team are kind of controlling a quarter in this first half. Grand Island Northwest led 12-6 after the first quarter. Adams Central outscores the Vikings 13-6 into the second quarter, and Adams Central has a 1-point lead here at halftime. Patriots did jump out to a 2-0 lead, but that would be the only time in the first quarter that they led. And Grand Island Northwest had leads of 10-4 and the first quarter lead of 12-6. But Adams Central comes out in that the second quarter scores the first three to cut it to 12-9. Vikings then score, and it was 14-9. Adams Central scored the next 8 points and went up 17-14. It was 17-16 Patriots, then 19-16 Adams Central, then 19-18, and that's our halftime score. So a nice 8-point run in that second quarter as the Patriots score 13 points to Grand Island Northwest Vikings 6 in period number 2. And Adams Central has regained the lead, and they first got that lead at 2-0 and then regained it with 5:32 to go in the first half at 15-14 and lead 19-18 here at halftime. For Adams Central, led by Jalinda Hodson, she has 7 points in the first half for the Patriots. 5 points for Janessa Boland, all in the second quarter. All four of Kelsey Sedlak's points inside in that second quarter. 3 points on a 3-point field goal by Kelly Shuck in the second quarter. And starters Kerry Holden and Kerry Coates have not scored for the Patriots. Cheyenne Gotch played briefly in the second quarter, did not score. Leslie Pfeiffer played a couple of minutes in that first half, but did not score for Adams Central. 7 for Hodson, 5 for Janessa Bolin, 4 for Kelsey Sedlak, and 3 for Kelly Shuck as 4 Patriots have scored in the first half. Adams Central is only 1 out of 5 from the free throw line in that first half of play, and they have 19 points. Unofficially, the Patriots are turning it over 9 times into that first half. 7 unofficial turnovers on Grand Island Northwest in that first half of play. And the Vikings in the first half led by Amelia Beeler. Beeler, the 5'8 senior who averages 2.6 points a game, she has scored 8 in the first half for Grand Island Northwest. Well, she has certainly taken the load off the inside play. Emily Jones and Taylor Johnson with the Patriots trying to collapse a little bit and get a couple double teams on those 6-foot players. Jones has 4, Johnson has 4, but Amelia Beeler has hit some shots for Northwest, and she has 8 to lead the way for Grand Island Northwest. And Michaela Schimmer, another 6-footer, coming in off the bench to get the other 2 points for Grand Island Northwest. Starting guards, Taylor Shoemaker, Kyla Havronik have not scored for Northwest, and Haley McNeilis has also played some point guard. She has not scored for the Vikings in that first half, as they've played a 7 in the first half. 8 for Beeler, 4 apiece for Jones and Johnson, and 2 for Michaela Schimmer. The Vikings 0 of 1 from the free throw line, and again unofficially with 7 turnovers in the first half to 9 for Adams Central. And Adams Central leads it by the score of 19-18 here at halftime. And the Patriots starting out with a 2-0 lead, fell behind by 6 after one quarter, but come back to get the lead at the 5.5-minute mark of period number 2. Outscored the Vikings 13-6 in the second quarter. Adams Central leads here at halftime, 19-18 over Grand Island Northwest. The boys' game to follow after this one here on 1230 KHAS Radio. Adams Central, of course, 10-0 on the year, try to protect that unbeaten mark against Grand Island Northwest. The Vikings that come in at 2-4 on the basketball season. The boys' game to follow the girls here. Halftime, Adams Central girls 19, Grand Island Northwest 18. We'll be back with more halftime activity for you in 90 seconds.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
Where there's a WIT, there's a way. WIT Plumbing does the best plumbing work, from new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and septic tank installation. Call Randy at 463-4664. WIT Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings.
Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings, located in the Ashton Place at 207 South Burlington, has been providing on-site event coverage and rehabilitation to athletes for 17 years. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. A Saturday sports clinic is available to athletes from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. during the fall and winter sports seasons. The people you know and the name you trust since 1992 is Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings. Check us out on the web at www.ptsrhastings.com or call for an appointment at 402-462-8824.
1230 KHAS.
Welcome back to Grand Island Northwest High School. Blaine Gillis with you. High school basketball here tonight. Adams Central and Grand Island Northwest. The Adams Central girls lead this first contest here at halftime by the score of 19-18. As we mentioned during the broadcast, play-by-play in the first half, all of the local high school teams for Hastings playing this evening. The St. Cecilia girls and boys are hosting Southern Valley at Chapman Gym in Hastings tonight. The Hastings High girls and boys are on the road at McCook this evening. The Hastings High girls losing at home last night to Lincoln Pius by the score of 58-34. So all the teams in action tonight as far as local Hastings High School teams are concerned, all 6 playing this evening. Broadcast plans, of course, we got our doubleheader here tonight. Tomorrow right here on 1230 KHAS Radio, we'll have the Hastings College women and men's doubleheader at the Dort Defenders in Sioux Center, Iowa. Women's game at 2 minutes, 4:45 pregame on KHAS Radio tomorrow afternoon. And on our family of stations, the Platte River Radio, tomorrow on the Classic Hits, 98.9, that's KKTR-FM. The St. Cecilia girls and boys doubleheader at Kearney Catholic. Pregame at 3:55 tomorrow afternoon, the girls at 4, the boys to follow there. St. Cecilia and Kearney Catholic on Classic Hits 98.9 tomorrow. Also tomorrow we'll have the Nebraska men's basketball game hosting Iowa State on the Breeze tomorrow night. That's KLIQ-FM, that's 94.5 FM. Nebraska hosting Iowa State, the pregame at 6, the tip-off at 7 tomorrow night. And the National Football League divisional playoffs tomorrow. And both those games tomorrow and the two on Sunday will be on the ESPN Superstation. That's 1550 KICS Hastings and 1460 KXPN in Kearney. Tomorrow at 3 o'clock, Arizona at New Orleans. Tomorrow night at 7, Baltimore at Indianapolis. Sunday at 11:30, Dallas at Minnesota. And at 3:15, Sunday, the New York Jets at San Diego. And also Sunday, the Nebraska women's basketball team will play at Baylor. Three games at 2:15, the tip-off at 2:30 on KHAS Radio on Sunday afternoon, and also on the Breeze. So that Nebraska women's game on Sunday on KHAS, 12:30 a.m. and the Breeze, 94.5 FM. And also on Sunday, we got some frozen action for you. Hockey, the United States Hockey League matchup, and Tri-City Storm playing at Waterloo. You can hear that game on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR-FM. Pregame at 2:50 Sunday afternoon. First faceoff at 3:05. So basketball, high school, basketball, college, Hastings College, Nebraska, NFL, hockey, we've got it all. Platte River Radio. We have high school girls basketball right here and boys tonight on 1230 KHS. We're about ready to begin the second half of play. Adam Settle, 19-18 lead. We'll send out Janessa Bowen, Kelly Shuck, Linda Hodson, Carrie Coates, and Kelsey Sedlak. Now, Carrie Holland has three fouls, so the usual starter will not start the second half with those three fouls. Patriot basketball to start the second half. Hodson has it. Pass is picked off. Needed turnover by Adam Settle, picked off by Shoemaker. Front court lead pass to Havronic. She lost control of it. Saves it inbound to Beeler. Her shot is partially blocked and grabbed by Sedlak. Sedlak loses control up. Patriots turn it over. Stolen by Beeler. She gives up to Havronic, to Shoemaker. Jones and Johnson also in the game. There's a three-pointer by Shoemaker. No good. Grabbed by Hodson. Hodson outlet pass to Coates. Three on two for the Patriots. Coates will drive. Lost control of it out of bounds, but it's tipped out of bounds by Beeler of Grand Island Northwest. The Patriots have already turned it over a couple of times in this half. Have a 19-18 lead. We're just underway in the third quarter. Inbounded to Bowen. She will drive. Shoot it off the backboard and rim. No good. Rebounded by Emily Jones. Jones now front court pass Havronic. She will drive against Shuck. Shoot, no good, but Kelly Shuck has to foul there. As the Vikings on the run there, and they'll go to the free throw line to try to take the lead in this ballgame. The foul on Kelly Shuck. That's her first of this second half. And going to the free throw line is going to be Kyla Havronic. Havronic or Shoemaker, neither one of the starting guards scored in the first half for Northwest. And Kyla Havronic, the 5'7 senior, averages 6 points a game. There's her first. With the left hand, the free throw up and good. We're tied at 19. Out of the game, Kelly Shuck. Into the game for Adams Central is Cheyenne Gotch, the 5'6 sophomore. So Shuck out and Gotch in. Havronic's second free throw is up. This is going to be good. And the Vikings quickly grab the lead here in the second half on the two free throws by Kyla Havronic. 20-19, Grand Island Northwest with the lead. Patriot ball. The pass tipped and stolen. Patriots turn it over. The steal by Shoemaker of Northwest. Three turnovers in the first minute of the second half. There's a pass underneath to Havronic. Her shot will be over the rim. No good. Rebounded by Hodson. Hodson to Coates, and the Patriots now will try to get a shot off of the bucket. Haven't had one yet this second half. Trail 20-19. 6:50 to go, third quarter. Kerry Coates left wing now to Hodson. Jalinda with it. Looks inside. Has no pass there. Bounce pass top of the key to Gotch. Right side to Coates. Coates one dribble and done. To Bowen, left wing to Sedlak. Kelsey with it there. Pass now top of the key to Hodson. Defense is a man-to-man by Northwest. Hodson gives up her dribble bounce pass to Gotch. Cheyenne Gotch with it. 20-19, Northwest with the lead. Patriots will restart the offense here. Bowen right side to Gotch. They look inside for Hodson. Bounce pass is going to be tipped. Patriots will turn it over once again. Grabbed by Johnson. 13 in the game on Adams Central. 4 this half. We haven't played 2 minutes of this second half. Shoemaker into the front court for Grand Island Northwest. Taylor with it. His upper dribble pass is to Taylor Johnson, the six-footer, to Beeler in the right corner, to Hever on it. Kyla with it, picked up by Gotch. Right side to Emily Jones. Pass is tipped by Sedlak. It'll go out of bounds off Kelsey. Jones, a six-foot sophomore. Johnson, a 6'1 senior for Grand Island Northwest. They will inbound. Taylor Shoemaker will throw it in for the Vikings. Does inside to Johnson. Shot put up off the glass and rim. No good. Another rebound for Hodson. Outlet pass to Bolin. 5:45 to go in the third. Front court is Gotch. To Bolin for Adams Central. They could slow it up now to Hodson. Steps out, takes the pass. On the wing is Belinda Hodson. Passes now to Bolin. Back to Hodson. She's at the free throw line. Right side to Coach. She will drive the baseline. Stop and pop. Partially deflected. Three players hit the floor. Jump ball is called. All from the possession. It will go to the Vikings of Northwest. Kelly Shuck checking in for Adams Central. Cheyenne Gotts goes out. And Michaela Schimmer, the six-foot sophomore, in for Northwest. And Taylor Johnson, the 6'1 senior, will go to the bench for Northwest. 20-19 Vikings, 5:23 to go. Third quarter, Adams Central shut out in this quarter. Two free throws for Northwest. Havronic scoring zone to Shoemaker. And Taylor with it for Grand Island Northwest. Right side now to Beeler. Pass lob inside for Jones. Grabs the ball, double team there. Back out to Shoemaker. She loses control. Goes to the floor, and it's out of bounds. Who's it off of? It is off of Northwest. They'll turn it over for the eighth time. It'll be Patriot ball. Adams Central has gone the first 3 minutes of this third quarter. They have not scored in this half. They trail 20-19. Shuck for the Patriots. Pass into the front court to Bolin. Janessa with it for the Adams Central Patriots. Pass to Sedlak at the free throw line. She will drive. The pass is going to be tipped out of there and stolen by Shoemaker. Shoemaker with the steal. In the front court drives on Bolin. The shot is up, but before that shot, a foul going to be called on Janessa Bolin for Adams Central. So Northwest trying to run in this second half, and they're getting down the floor. Ahead of the Patriot defense, Taylor Johnson to check back in for Northwest, and Tim Marker of Adams Central wants and gets a timeout with 4:49 to go in the third quarter. We'll take one. It's Grand Island Northwest 20, Adams Central 19. We're back in 30 seconds.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
Harvard State Bank, competitive, progressive, and secure. While Harvard State Bank is locally owned, they still offer the latest technology like free online banking. Go to harvardstatebank.com. Since 1903, Harvard State Bank, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC. 1230 KHAS.
20-19 in favor of Grand Island Northwest with 4:49 to go in period number three. The Vikings to inbound underneath their own basket, and Taylor Shoemaker will throw it in. Does to Johnson. Her shot up will be off there. No good. A back and forth. Shoemaker grabs it, but she cannot score, and it goes to Janessa Bolin. The Patriots will run from right to left. Pass inside to Hodson. She's going to be fouled by Beeler. And then the Hodson cutting for the bucket. Got the pass, but fouled by Amelia Beeler. And it'll be Patriot ball to inbound. 4:37 to go in the third quarter. Adams Central will yet to score in this quarter. In fact, we've had no field goals in the quarter. Shut now to Coates. Carry tipped away from her. It goes to the floor. Three go to the floor. Picked up by Shuck. Deep in the corner. Shot up is going to be off there. No good. Weak side rebound by Sedlak. Now to Bolin. Janessa with it for the Patriots. To Hodson. She will turn. Shoot from seven. Off the rim. No good. Tipped around. Grabbed by Taylor Johnson of Grand Island Northwest. Hodson with a pretty good look there. Wouldn't fall. And Northwest has the basketball. Shoemaker in the offensive zone. On the wing to Havronic. Kyla with it for Grand Island Northwest. Pass inside to Johnson. He's in the lane. Double team there. Bounce pass to Shimmer. Shimmer in the corner. Back out to Havronic. Lob inside to Johnson. In the lane. Spins from five. Shot up in and out. No good. The rebound by Hodson. Hodson rebounds to Shuck. 3:50 to go. Patriots looking for their first points of the quarter. Bolin now to Shuck, and she's fouled by Taylor Shoemaker. Taylor went for the steal. Didn't get it, and popped Kelly Shuck on the play, and Shoemaker picks up her third personal foul. 3:47 to go in the third. Patriots down 20-19. Only 2 points in this quarter combined by both teams. Adams Central ball, the inbound. Shuck to Coates, back to Shuck, back to Coates. Kerry Coates with the basketball for the Patriots. There's a pass inside to Bolin. She will shoot and score. Inside play there. The nice feed from Coates to Bolin. And cutting through and getting the basketball and scoring. Janessa Bolin, 21-20, Adams Central. 3:27 to go, third quarter. Taylor Johnson with it, 20 feet from the basket, now to Shimmer. Michaela with it, right side to Shoemaker. Passes now to Beeler. Amelia Beeler, the senior, back to Shoemaker. Gives up her dribble. Bob inside to Johnson. She will work inside and score. Taylor Johnson avoids the defense there and scores her 6 points. Concerted effort to get that ball inside to Taylor Johnson, who averages 13 a game. She now has 6. And she scores that time down the floor. Vikings lead 22-21. 3 minutes to go, third quarter. Rolling with it to Shuck for Adams Central. Shuck pass inside to Sedlak. Her shot is short. No good. Hodson can't grab it. It is taken by Johnson. Taylor Johnson, front court pass to Haveronic. Kyla Haveronic now will slow it up for the Vikings. 1 point, Northwest lead, 2:40 to go, third quarter. Kyla Haveronic between the rings gives up her dribble. Has to hand the basketball to Taylor Shoemaker. Shoemaker to Shimmer. Michaela with it, 25 feet from the basket. One dribble and done to Taylor Johnson. 18 feet from the basket, bounce pass to Haveronic. Kyla Haveronic, right side pass to Beeler. In the corner to Johnson. Taylor gets a screen. Double team there, tipped away from her, and a traveling call on Taylor Johnson. And the Vikings turn it over. Kerry Holland checks in for the first time this quarter with her 3 fouls for Adams Central. Emily Jones back in. Michaela Shimmer out for Northwest. Sedlak goes out. Holland in for Adams Central. 2:15, clock running, third quarter, 22-21. Adams Central trailing by one. They have the basketball. With it is Bowler, Janessa, to Kerry Coates. Right side to Hodson. Linda Hodson goes to the baseline. Gives it back out to Coates, to Bolin, to Hodson. Pass underneath to Shuck. She'll put it up. It's blocked out of bounds by Taylor Shoemaker. Shoemaker with the block there. And the Patriots will inbound. Shuck to throw it in for Adams Central. Down by one. 1:49 to go on a briskly played third quarter. Inbounded to Hodson. Corner to Shuck. Kelly with it. Left alone for three in the air. Going to be long, no good. Fight part on the baseline. Beeler tries to save it and does. To Haveronic. To Jones. Emily Jones to the timeline. And she travels with the basketball. Kerry Coates with the touch from behind. But no foul call and a traveling call. And Emily Jones, a 10th on Northwest. Adams Central with 14 in the game. Adams Central will inbound at the timeline, right in front of us here, and Kerry Holland inbounds to Shuck. 1:30 to go, third quarter. Patriots trail by one. Bolin to Holland. Holland on the baseline. Cut off there, back out to Bolin, and she's fouled by Taylor Shoemaker, and that's 4 on Shoemaker. Taylor Shoemaker will go to the bench with 4. The starting point guard has 4 fouls, and into the game is Haley McNeilis, the 5'5 junior for Northwest. 13 foul on Northwest. Patriots to inbound. Shuck does to Hodson. Gives it up to Bolin. 22-21 Northwest. 1:18 to go, third quarter. Shuck deep on the left wing. Man to man Northwest defense to Coates. Carry with it for Adams Central. Back to Shuck. Man to man Northwest defense. Neither team with much scoring. 4 points Northwest. 2 for Adams Central in this third quarter. Coates with it. So each offensive possession, very valuable in this third quarter. Shuck to the free throw line. Cut off there, lob underneath to Bolin. She'll put the shot up. Going to be no good. Rebounded by Johnson. Taylor Johnson with the offensive rebound to McNeilis. McNeilis lost control, but it rolls to Haveronic in the front court, and she picks it up for Northwest. 40 seconds to go, third quarter. Patriots trail by one. Kyla Haveronic, left wing to McNeilis. Right side down to Emily Jones. Jones in the lane to Johnson. She's going to be fouled as she goes up. Two shots coming up for Taylor Johnson. Again, a very concerted effort by Northwest to get that ball inside to the post player, Taylor Johnson. She has 6. She averages 13 a game. She goes to the line for the first time. The Patriots doubling down on Johnson that time. Had the foul up and good. 3 this quarter, 7 in the game for Johnson. 23-21 Northwest. They've had a lead of 6 on a couple of occasions. Adam Central's biggest lead was 3. Johnson's second free throw will bounce around and go down for this quarter. For Taylor Johnson, 24-21 Northwest, 28 seconds to go, third quarter. Patriots in the scoring zone. Shuck with it for Adams Central. Right side to Coates. Looking side for Hodson, but no pass. Up to Coates on the right wing. Carry with it. Dishes back out to Hodson. Cross-courts it to Bolin. To Shuck. To Hodson. To the baseline. Linda drives back out to Holland. Her shot up off the glass and rim and good. First bucket of the night for Carrie Holland, 24-23. Patriots down by one, and that's going to be the end of the third quarter. Northwest cannot get the shot off at the end of the third quarter. So that is the end of three. Grand Island Northwest, 24. Adams Central, 23. We're back in 30 seconds.
Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
1230 KHAS.
Well, our basketball game of winning quarters continues. That one goes to Grand Island Northwest. They outscore the Patriots 6-4. Very valued offensive possessions in that third quarter. 4 points for Taylor Johnson and two for Kyla Havronik. The Vikings 4 out of 4 from the free throw line in the third quarter. 1 field goal. They score 6 points. Adam Central gets a field goal from Kerry Holland and Janessa Bolin. They score only 4 points. The Patriots trail it here after 3, 24-23 in the contest. Adams Central turning the ball over in the first three possessions of that third quarter. Had 14 in the game. Northwest now with 10. 24-23 Northwest. Fourth quarter to begin. Emily Jones comes out with Taylor Johnson, Haley McNeilis, Kyla Havronik, and Amelia Beeler for Northwest. Adams Central ball. Kerry Holland, Kelly Shuck, Janessa Bolin, Kerry Coates, and Jalinda Hodson. So we've got a close one. Fourth quarter underway, 24-23 Northwest. Patriots basketball to begin the fourth quarter. 2-3 zone set up by Northwest on this first possession. Hodson, free throw line to Shuck. She'll take a two-point shot in the air. It'll be long off the back iron, no good. Tipped off the hands of Janessa Bolin, who couldn't grab it. It will go to Northwest. That long rebound out of the... tipped out by Bolin. It will be Northwest ball with the one-point lead. Just underway, period number four, high school basketball here tonight on 1230 KHAS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska. The boys' game to follow, but a fourth quarter could be exciting here. 24-23, Northwest with the ball in the lead. McNeilis has it. Patriots in the man-to-man defense. Been there all night. Emily Jones has it. Underneath pass to Havronik. Double team there. Back out to Jones. Pass inside to Johnson. She's all alone underneath. Misses the five-footer. Grabbed by Hodson. She's tied up on the play. So Taylor Johnson missed the shot inside, uncontested, but did tie up to Linda Hodson, and the ball stays with Northwest. On the alternate possession, jump ball, and McNeilis to inbound. Northwest with the ball and a one-point lead. Pass to Johnson underneath, guarded by Hodson. Back out top of the key. Havronik left alone from 17. It's out of there, no good. Coates with the rebound for Adams Central. Harry Coates with the board for the Patriots. Long front court pass to Kelly Shuck for Adams Central. Shuck on the right wing. There's no shot there to Bolin. Left side to Coates. Inside to Hodson, works against Johnson. Fake shot up is going to be good, and it will count, and she's fouled. Jalinda Hodson with the field goal and one. She didn't score in the third quarter, but that's 9 now in the game for Hodson. It's 25-24 Patriots. The foul going to be called on Taylor Johnson. That's her third for Northwest. 6:55 to go, 25-24 Patriots. Hodson tries for the three-point play up and nothing, but net on the free throw. 10 for Jalinda, and it's 26-24. Patriots have the lead by 2. With 6:50 to go in the fourth quarter. 26-24 Adams Central. We've gone back and forth in this game. The quarters hold true. This will be Adams Central's quarter. They won the second quarter. Northwest winning the first and the third. Havronik front court now to Beeler. 16-footer in the air. Good again. Amelia Beeler with 10. She didn't score in that third quarter. Ties it at 26. She averages under 3 a game. Had 8 the first half. Didn't score in the third. But hits her first shot here in the fourth. She's in double figures with 10. Hodson's pass is tipped and grabbed by Jones. A pass to Hodson was tipped there. Stolen by Northwest. Turnover Patriots. Jones will drive. Dishes in the corner to Beeler. Another shot in the air. This one's off the side of the backboard in the rim. No good. Rebounded by Coates. We're tied at 26 with 6:10 to play in the fourth quarter. Kelly Shuck crosses the timeline for Adams Central. Patriots shoot the basket to her right in the second half. Coates to Shuck. Northwest now. In a man-to-man defense, Hodson will drive. Has no shot. Back out to Coates. She's at the top of the key. Man-to-man defense for Northwest to Hodson. Inside the lane, dishes back out to Bolin. Left wing to Shuck. Kelly Shuck has no shot, no pass inside, and there's a lob inside for Holen, tipped away, grabbed by Beeler. Patriots turn it over once again, 16 on Adams Central. McNeilis across the timeline for Northwest. We're tied at 26. Front court, it's Taylor Johnson to Emily Jones. Top of the key to Evron, take a two-point shot in the air. It'll be off there, no good. A long rebound comes to Hobson. Front court pass to Shuck, and a whistle as that pass made, and a foul call on Northwest in the backcourt. Call on Kyla Havronik, her first, and a non-shooting situation. Checking in the sophomore six-footer Michaela Schimmer for Northwest and Kelsey Sedlak for Adams Central. Well, we'll take a timeout. Timeout on the floor, Northwest, 5:23 to go in the fourth quarter. Northwest 26, Adams Central 26. We're back in 30 seconds.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling and Hastings tips at Sports Cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling and Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
1230 KHAS.
We are tied at 26-26 with 5:23 to go in the fourth quarter. This may not be the last quarter of this game. We're not at a 26. Adams Central has a three-point play this quarter from Jalinda Hodson and one field goal for Northwest. Amelia Beeler leads the Vikings with 10. Hodson leads the Patriots with 10. Adams Central basketball. Kelsey Sedlak to inbound in the backcourt. Shucks out there with Boland, Hodson, and Coates for the Patriots. They have the ball. They have it in the front court. Vanessa Boland with it to Shuck. Kelly with it left side to Boland, to Shuck, to Hodson. Loops the pass in the corner to Coates. Takes a three, now takes a 16-footer. Going to be tipped around, no good. Boland tries to grab it and does her pass tip. Havronik goes for it on the far sideline. It's off Kylan out of bounds. Ball knocked around there off a couple of players and finally goes out of bounds. The last to touch it was Kyla Havronik for Northwest, and Shuck to inbound for Adams Central does to Boland. Janessa with it back to Kelly Shuck. 5 minutes to go in regulation. We're tied at 26. Boland pass underneath to Sedlak. Now pass across the baseline to Coates. Her shot up off, and no good. Rebounded by Beeler. Beeler to McNeilis. The Northwest with a chance to go ahead here with 4:40 to play. Boland knocks it away, but McNeilis grabs it. To Schimmer. Michaela Schimmer with the basketball. To Emily Jones. Jones now to McNeilis. Taylor Johnson now. They're getting a little bit of a breather here, but she'll be back in shortly. You can bet on it. Jones now to Havronik. Havronik loops a pass inside to Jones. Turns from seven off the backboard and rim. No good. Tipped around on the baseline. Grabbed by Shuck. Tries to save it. She does off Havronik. Nice play. Kelly Shuck. Saved the basketball and threw it in, and it goes off of Kyla Havronik, and it'll be Adams Central basketball. Leslie Pfeiffer will check in for the Patriots. Taylor Shoemaker for Northwest. Shoemaker has four personal fouls. The starting point guard, McNeilis, goes out. Coates out. Leslie Pfeiffer, 5'8 junior, in for the Patriots. Adams Central ball, 4:18 to go in the ball game, 26-26. 7 points this half for Adams Central and eight for Northwest. The offensive possessions have been very valuable. Shot put up by Sedlak. Going to be off. No good. Rebounded by Hodson. Hodson back out to Shuck. Eyes the three from the wing. In the hole. Kelly Shuck with three. She has six in the game. So Shuck hands the three. The Patriots lead by three with 3:50 to go. 29-26 Patriots. Havronik into the scoring zone. Shuck picks her up here. 15,000 Adams Central. Only three on Northwest. Shoemaker. Shot up and good. Boland went for the steal, didn't get it. Shuemaker left alone and gets her first field goal. 29-28. Patriots lead is down to one. 3:30 to play. Shuck. Pass going to be overthrown for Janessa Boland. Turnover Adams Central. They're 17th. That's their average. 3:28 to play. Adams Central 29, Northwest 28. And there's Taylor Johnson, the 6'1 senior, back in for Emily Jones. Kerry Holen in for Adams Central. Kelsey Sedlak to go out for the Patriots. Adams Central will play defense. They'll pick up the Vikings in the backcourt. 3:28 to play. 29 Adams Central, 28 Northwest. Inbounded in the backcourt to Taylor Shuemaker, the 5'6 senior point guard for Northwest. Again, she's out there with four fouls, the only player on the floor with four. Shoemaker has the basketball. Lob inside. Chop it up by Shimmer's going to be off. No good. Tipped around. Grabbed by Haveronic on the baseline. To Shoemaker, top of the key for three. Going to be way short. An air ball out of bounds. Taylor short arm that one and it goes out of bounds. Didn't catch any rim. Adams Central ball. Patriots 29, Vikings 28. 3:08 to go. Kerry Coates will check in quickly for Adams Central. Leslie Pfeiffer goes out. It's Coates and Holland, Boland, Hodson, and Shuck, the five that started the game, on the floor for Adams Central. 3:05 to go in the fourth quarter. Adams Central 29, Grand Island Northwest 28. Here at Grand Island Northwest High School. Holland has the basketball. The offensive possession is going to be very valuable the rest of this game. Holland, gives it up to Boland. Holland to Boland to Shuck. Eyes the three. Kelly gets the screen now, takes the three off the back of the iron. No good. Grabbed by Shoemaker. Shoemaker in the backcourt. So Grand Island Northwest. Her pass goes to Beeler, and Northwest will control with 2:33 to go. Front court to Shoemaker. Tipped away from her by Boland. Boland knocks it away again. Shoemaker picks it up way in the backcourt for Grand Island Northwest. Shoemaker front court pass is tipped away, and a timeout going to be called by Troy Glock. As Northwest was running out of time. A couple of balls knocked away by Vanessa Boland, and Northwest had to call timeout to avoid the 10-second call. We'll take one. 2:23 to go. Adams Central 29. Grand Island 28. We're back in 30 seconds.
Bet on any of the action at Hastings College. Join Crimson Connection today. From football to softball, theater productions to music events. A Crimson Connection membership is the ticket for you and your family to get everything happening at Hastings College. It's the most fun in the area, as well as the best deal. Only $55 gets your entire family into a full year of great Hastings College athletic and cultural events. Hastings College Crimson Connection. Call 461-7327 or find us on the web at hastings.edu/crimson. And to join now.
1230 KHAS.
Welcome back to Grand Island North. Wayne Gulis with you. We've got a dandy here in this first of two. 29-8. Adams Central leading. Grand Island Northwest basketball. The inbound in the backcourt. Taylor Shoemaker into the scoring zone for the Vikings. Man-to-man defense for the Patriots. Aside to Beeler. Inside to Taylor Johnson in the lane. Spin shot put up is short. No good. Rebounded by Hodson. Another rebound by Jalinda Hodson. She is in double figures there. Shucks front court pass now to Kerry Coates. Bounce pass to Holland is tipped by Beeler and out of bounds. To be Patriot basketball. 2:03 to go in the fourth quarter. Adams Central 29. Grand Island Northwest 28. Shuck inbounds to Coates. Back to Shuck on the baseline. Stops and shoots from something. Going to be partially deflected and grabbed by Emily Jones, who's back in for Northwest. To Shoemaker. Shoemaker into the zone for Grand Island Northwest. 1:50 to play in the fourth quarter. Taylor Johnson, 18 feet from the basket. Top of the key. Bounce pass right side to Jones. Patriots, 1-point lead, 1:42 to play. Bounce pass to Beeler. Coates on the defense there. Beeler hands it to Haveronic. Kyla Haveronic with 1:35 to go. To Shoemaker. Lob inside to Jones. Too strong off her hands. Turnover. Northwest basketball to the Patriots. They get the turnover. Boland into the front court for Adams Central. Dribbles it back out of there. Loops the pass now to Kelly Shuck and Tim Marker and Adams Central. Once and gets the timeout with 1:22 to go. Fourth quarter. Adams Central 29. Grand Island Northwest 28. We're back in 30 seconds.
Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings, number one in home sales again. The women and men at Real Estate Group have 175 years of combined experience. Specialties include new construction, residential, commercial, farm, relocations, and expert assistance and guidance for first-time home buyers. The Real Estate Group of Hastings in the Crozier Park Professional Center on East 14th Street. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at realestategroupofhastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Well, last year these two teams were district foes. They were in the same district in Class B, but Adams Central now in C1 in girls basketball this year. They'll not be seeing each other anymore this year. And this has been a heck of a ball game between these two. Of course, Northwest and Lexington on the schedule for Adams Central this year, the Class B schools. But, again, Adams Central is a Class C1 team this year in girls basketball. It'll be the Patriots with the lead, 29-28, 1:22 to go in the fourth quarter. Adams Central basketball, far sideline. Shuck inbounds to Boland for the Patriots. To Shuck, five team fouls on Adams Central, on the Vikings, only three on Adams Central. These teams can give up a foul, and there's the fifth on Taylor Shoemaker. Taylor commits the fifth. She didn't need to do that with 1:12 to go. She has fouled out with five fouls, and all five of them about 25 feet from the basket. Shoemaker, the starting point guard, who averages 5 points a game and two rebounds, fouls out with 2 points. 1:12 to go. Adams Central, that was the fourth, 16 foul on Northwest. Shuck is double-teamed and a whistle. Timeout, Tim Marker. Kelly Shuck in trouble on that far sideline, so Tim Marker has to take a timeout. We'll keep it here during this timeout with 1:06 to go. It's Adams Central 29, Granada Northwest 28. The Patriots clinging to a one-point lead. Adams Central has scored 6 points this quarter. Northwest has scored four. Northwest has lost its starting point guard, Taylor Shoemaker, on foul. 1:06 to go. Adams Central on the season is a 54% free throw shooting team. Granada Northwest is a 51% shooting team from the free throw line. That may decide this thing. And Adams Central has the basketball. That's the 16 fouls on the Northwest, only three on Adams Central. So Kelly Shuck will inbound far side. And 1:06 to go. Adams Central leads 29-28, inbounded to Hodson. Hodson to Bolin, and she's fouled from behind by Taylor Johnson. That's four on Johnson. The 6'1" senior has now four. And Janessa Bolin will go to the free throw line for Adams Central. Bolin is a 40% free throw shooter. Janessa 1-1. Bolin, a 40% free throw shooter, has scored seven. Free throw up. It's going to be off the back iron. No good. Rebounded by Johnson. So with 1 minute to play, Northwest with the ball trailing by one. McNeilis across the timeline. Goes all the way to the baseline. Lost her footing and travels. Traveling on McNeilis. She thought maybe she would have been fouled, but the whistle says traveling with 51 seconds to go. Again, the Patriots have only three team fouls. Northwest is over the limit. Pressure in the backcourt by Northwest. Holding inbounds to Shuck. To Bolin in the backcourt for Adams Central to Shuck. Shuck pass to Holin in the front court to Thompson. 42 seconds to go. Patriots lead by one to Shuck. Shuck for Adams Central. Double team there. Gives it up to Bolin. Her pass is tipped but grabbed by Hodson. Hodson to the baseline. Tied up there. Loops the pass back out to Holin and a whistle. Timeout, Tim Marker again. Adams Central will take one with 30 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. Adams Central 29. Granada Northwest 28, back in 30 seconds.
Local and area athletes and teams stop at Hogan Sporting Goods. From a great selection of shoes and clothing to equipment, accessories, and much more, Hogan's has it. Hogan Sporting Goods, downtown Hastings, proudly supporting local and area high school athletes, Hastings College, and the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
Seconds to play in the fourth quarter. Adams Central 29, Granada Northwest 28. The Vikings over the foul limit of six, so one in bonus if they have to foul here. Adams Central has the basketball. Again, 30 seconds to play. Adams Central will come out of that huddle. And they'll send out Shuck and Bolin and Holin and Coates and Hodson. The best free throw shooter is Hodson at 72, Kelly Shuck at 68 for the Patriots. Shuck to inbound does to Bolin. Janessa Bolin is fouled on the play. Quick call there with 28.7. Foul and a holding call on McNeilis. That's her second, and Janessa Bolin, who was there moments ago on the 1-and-1, will try it again with 28.7 seconds to go. Janessa has seven. Second free throw of the night in the air is going to be off there. No good. A battle for it on the baseline. Grabbed by Jones. So the Vikings have a chance now to have the ball in the backcourt. Havronic has it. Gives it up in the backcourt. And Troy Glock has to take a timeout. As Havronic was in trouble in the backcourt. Timeout from the bench. We'll take one with 22.5 seconds to go. Adams Central 29. Granada Northwest 28. Back in 30 seconds.
Say it with flowers from Bob Sass Flowers. Bob Sass Flowers has beautiful bright flowers, green plants, and many more special unique gifts for your home or office decor. Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Hastings, open Monday through Saturday. Call 462-2179.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gassman Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gassman Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gassman Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
1230 KHAS.
Welcome back to Grand Island Northwest. 29-28, Adams Central. 22.5 seconds to go, fourth quarter. Northwest will have the basketball when we come out of this timeout. The Patriots haven't scored since about the four-minute mark of this quarter. Got a Kelly Shuck three-pointer and went up 29-26. One field goal since then by Northwest. It's been 29-28 for the last couple of minutes. And Adam Sunder will have to play some defense here. They have Coates and Holland and Hodson and Shuck and Bolin on the floor. Northwest will go the length of the floor. 22.5, one-point Patriot lead. Look for that inside play. Jones and Johnson, the 2 6-footers for Grand Island Northwest. Inbounded in the backcourt to Haveronic. Double teamed at the timeline. Lost control of the ball. Picked up by Bolin. A turnover on Northwest. Right in front of the Northwest coaches, they wanted a foul. Now Kelly Shuck fouled at the timeline. 11.8 seconds to go. And a foul called on Haveronic. And Adam Sutter will go to the free throw line. Kelly Shuck will have the 1-1 for the Patriots. The Patriots have missed two front ends of 1-1. 11.8 seconds to go. Shuck, 1-1. Free throw up. It's off. No good. Rebounded by Johnson. 10 seconds to go and a foul in the backcourt on Adams Central. But that's only the fourth team foul on the Patriots. It's on Kerry Holland. That's her fourth. But the Patriots are giving some fouls here. I think that's what they were trying to do last time down before Northwest lost control. Only 14 fouls on the Patriots, 8.9 seconds to go. Adam Central still has two fouls to give. Wheeler tries to inbound, does to Haveronic. McNeil's passing the foot toward the Johnson. He will drive. Shot put up. It rolls off. No good. And a whistle. And a foul going to be called. And Taylor Johnson will go to the free throw line to shoot two to try to win this thing with 3.9 seconds to go. Foul calling here. Kerry Holland. She has fouled out with 2 points. She's out of the game on fouls. 3.9 seconds to go. And to the free throw line is going to be Taylor Johnson, the 6'1" senior, the leading scorer for this team. Johnson is a 58% free throw shooter. She is 2 out of 2 tonight from the line. 3.9 seconds to go. Johnson can tie it or possibly win it here. She'll shoot two. Shot is up. It is up. It is off the front of the rim. No good. But Johnson will try to tie it here. We may be headed for overtime. Taylor, the senior, will try to tie this game. 3.9 seconds to go. Sedlak in as Holland is fouled out. But Johnson will try to tie it here on the second free throw. It is up. It is in the air. It is good. We're tied at 29. Hodson to inbound. Dumps the ball with 3 seconds across the timer. She has a shot in the air off the glass and backboard. No good. And that's going to be overtime. Taylor Johnson makes 1 out of 1 with 3.9, and we're going to overtime, tied at 29. We'll be back with the four-minute overtime in 30 seconds.
These are the words every homeowner dreads.
Oh, the furnace is broken.
And these are the words that make everything better.
I'm calling the American Standard guys.
Your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer can repair any brand you've got. Or better yet, upgrade you to a supremely reliable American Standard comfort system.
Ah, all better.
Call Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service, your independent American Standard dealer. Call 462-2311.
1230 KHAS.
Well, we're headed for overtime here at Grand Island Northwest. It'll be a four-minute overtime as Taylor Johnson missed the first, made the second, nothing but net on that second one. To send this game into overtime, the Patriots had about a 35-40 footer by Janessa Bowling. Hit the backboard, was no good, tied at 29. But Adam Central misses three front ends of 1-1s in that fourth quarter coming down the stretch. The Patriots missed three down the stretch, so Northwest had a chance to win it at the end, but 1 out of 2 for Johnson. We're tied at 29, headed for overtime. Adam Central now 1 out of 8 from the free throw line. They send out Hodson and Bolin, Coates, Kelsey Sedlak, and Kelly Shuck. Again, it's 4 minutes in the overtime. Taylor Johnson, Emily Jones. They'll trade ends for the, they'll be on the ends they shot in the second half. Emily Jones, Taylor Johnson, Haley McNeilis, Kyla Havronik, and Amelia Beeler for Northwest. Taylor Shoemaker is fouled out for Northwest. Carrie Holland for Adams Central with 2 points apiece. We're tied at 29, the overtime to begin here at Northwest in our girls' game here on 1230 KHS. And the tip control by Johnson to Jones to Havronik. And here we go. Adams Central man-to-man defense, four-minute overtime. We're tied at 29. Team got Adams Central had a 6-point-to-5 advantage in that fourth quarter, but we're tied. Overtime underway. Adams Central on the defense. Havronik with the basketball. And they take the fouls over into the overtime. Again, only five team fouls in the Patriots. There's a pass inside to Johnson. Turns and shoots from five. Off there, no good. Rebounded by Hodson. Taylor Johnson just missed that one inside. As again, the Northwest Vikings have really tried to get that ball inside to the big 6'1 senior Johnson. He has nine and missed that one. And the Patriots have the ball. Northwest will now be in a zone defense in this overtime. It's Hodson at the free throw line. Drive, shoots from seven. Going to be short, no good. Rebounded by Havronik. Kyla Havronik with a rebound for Northwest. Into the scoring zone to our left here. Grand Island Northwest High School. 29-29 in overtime. 1 minute gone in the 4 minute overtime. Inbounded to Jones. On the wing to McNeilis in the air for three, and it's good. Haley McNeilis took the pass out from Jones and hit the three pointer. 32-29. Northwest now with the big three pointer to start this overtime. 32-29 Vikings. Bowling with the top of the key to Shuck. Chuck on the right side to Bolin in the air for three. Going to be bouncing around. Off, no good. Taylor Johnson with the rebound to Havronik. Havronik for Grand Island Northwest will control the basketball. 2.5 minutes left in overtime. 32-29. Grand Island Northwest with the lead. Johnson with the basketball. One dribble inside pass to Jones. Turns on Sedlak. Shot put up a roll in the hole. Emily Jones with her 6 points. And it's 34-29. 5-point Northwest lead. Their largest of the game has been six. They got the first five in overtime. Hodson to Coates on the baseline. For the Patriots to Shuck. Fakes the three. In the lane. Runner from seven. Off the backboard and rim. No good. They battle for it. It goes to the floor. Four players hit the deck there. Jump ball called. It will stay with Adams Central on that alternate possession. Jump ball with 1:59 to go in overtime. Northwest 34. Adams Central 29. Shuck now to Hodson. Hodson now to Coates. To Shuck. Double team there. Take a 15-footer. It's going to be short. Hodson tries to grab the basketball. Does get it on the baseline. Hodson inside to Sedlak. Back out to Bolin. She'll put up a runner from seven. Going to be off there. No good. Another rebound for Hodson. Turn, shoot. Rolls off. No good. Grabbed by Taylor Johnson. Lid on the basket for Adams Central. They're down by five with 1:35 to go. Havronik into the scoring zone. And Northwest will be in no hurry here. The Patriots still have one foul to give before sending the Vikings to the free throw line, and there it is on Kelly Shuck. Shuck gets the floor, but she fouls Kyla Havronik, the 16 foul. On Adams Central, the officials say 1-1. 16 foul on the Patriots, so it'll be out of bounds on the near sideline here, near the scorer's bench for Northwest. They have a team foul poster. They post that team foul in a hurry here at Northwest, so the official thought it was going to be the seven. But it's the sixth and Northwest to inbound. 1:26 to go, inbounded to Johnson. Bounce pass now, shot put up by Havronik. It's no good, but she's whacked on the play by Vanessa Bowen, her second. Adams Central commits the foul, and that's their seventh. This will be a two-shot situation for Kyla Havronik, and she will go to the line to shoot two. Patriots have not scored in the overtime, and the Vikings have all five in the extra session. 1:23 to go in overtime. Havronik with the left hand. In and out. No good. Kyla, two out of two from the line before that one. The 2 points have come from the line. But it's a five-point game nonetheless. And Havronik will shoot the second one. This one's in the air. This one's going to be off the rim. No good. Hodson with yet another rebound. So two misses there for Northwest. Hodson now to Shuck. Patriots with 1:16 to go. Trail by five here in overtime. 34-29. Patriots didn't score the last 4 minutes of the regulation. Haven't scored in overtime. About 3 minutes of the four-minute overtime gone. Shuck now to Bowling. Vanessa with it to Coach. Top of the key. 1 minute to go in overtime. Patriots down by five. Patriots got to throw something up here. Coast to Shuck. She'll take the three from the wing. Going to be an air ball. No good. The battle farting down the baseline. Bolin comes up with it. Back out to Coast with 48 seconds to go. To Shuck underneath the sideline. Kicked away and out of bounds off of Taylor Johnson of Grand Island Northwest. And it'll be Patriots inbounding with 45 seconds to go. The Patriots have not been able to score in just about 8 minutes here. Shuck inbounds to Sedlak. To Shuck. To Hodson. 40 seconds to play. Hodson in the lane. Lost control. Goes to the floor and calls for traveling. Turnover on Adams Central. And the Patriots have not scored in this overtime. With 37 seconds to go in overtime. We'll take a timeout. Timeout on the floor. 37 seconds to go in overtime. Grand Island Northwest 34. Adams Central 29. Back in 30 seconds.
Are you ready to switch to a bank that believes in customer service and offers deposit rates that are consistently at the top of the market?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service really is.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a high rate of interest, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Well, the Adams Central Patriots, about the last 4 minutes of regulation and now almost four of overtime, they have not scored. They led 29-28. 29-26, excuse me, at the four-minute mark of the fourth quarter, but have not scored since. Almost 8 minutes, the equivalent of one full quarter without a point. They're down by five, only 37 seconds to go in overtime, and Northwest will be having the basketball. They'll come the length of the floor. The Patriots may be setting up for some quick fouls here. They're over the limit, so Northwest may be shooting some free throws down the stretch. Beeler wants to inbound, does over the head of McNeely. McNeely, as she runs it down in the backcourt, knocked away by, stolen by Shuck to Coates. Coates for Adams Central drives to the baseline, puts up a runner, good by Kerry Coates. Patriots score, quick timeout, Tim Marker, 34-31, Grand Island Northwest. We'll keep it here during this timeout. The steal there by Shuck, the turnover on Northwest, and the basket by Coates. 34 Northwest, 31 Adams Central with 29 seconds to go here in overtime. So the first bucket in about 7.5 minutes for Adams Central in this game. And again, the Patriots with a chance really to get more than a one-point lead late in that fourth quarter. Down the stretch, they missed three front ends of 1-1. So the Patriots will, if they don't come out on top of this one, we'll look at that as one of the reasons why. And they have just not been able to keep Northwest off the board. 5 points this overtime by Northwest. A big three by Haley McNeely, the sixth person for Northwest. She has been really the only player that's come off the bench along with Michaela Schimmer. They played only seven. Adams Central down here by three with 29 seconds to go. High school basketball here tonight on 1230. KHAS Radio and Hastings, Nebraska, the boys' game to follow. Patriots will pick up all over the floor, down by three. So it's a one-possession game. Beeler to inbound for Northwest. Amelia Beeler runs the baseline, passes inbound to Taylor Johnson, double-teamed, and a foul going to be called on Adams Central. Looks like on Janessa Boland. Going to be three on Boland, and Taylor Johnson will go to the line for the, like the 1-1. She has nine. Taylor making one out of two. 3.9 seconds to go to send us into overtime. She's 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. Taylor Johnson, a 13-point scorer on the year, has 9 tonight. She'll have the 1-1. 26 seconds to go. Free throw up. In the hole. Earns that bonus. 10 for Johnson. 35-31. So now it's a two-possession game. Taylor Johnson eyes that second free throw. It is going to be up. It's going to be in the hole. Stays down for 11. 36-31. So the Patriots have to hurry. It's knocked out of bounds by Taylor Johnson. And she's fouled off the steal there by Kerry Coates. So Adams Central turned it over and a foul on Kerry Coates. Taylor Johnson back to the free throw line with 24.6 seconds to go. Adams Central looks like they're going to drop their third game of the year here tonight. Johnson will have 1-1. Free throw up. It is going to be good. But Johnson earns the bonus. She now has 12, so she's just about right on her average. 37-31 Northwest. The Vikings are going to break a five-game losing streak. Second one's up and good, so four in a row by Johnson. And it's 38-31. Adam Sutton will come down here to try to get the ball in the air quickly. Kelly Shuck with the shot, a three, no good. The rebound by Coates with 15, takes the three deep in the corner. Going to be an air ball, rebounded out of there by Beeler. Beeler to McNeilis with 10 seconds to go. Adam Sindel trying to force the foul there, but this one is pretty much decided. A foul on the Patriots, and to the free throw line is going to go Haley McNeilis for Grand Island Northwest. The Patriots' 10th team foul there over that limit, so two shots for McNeilis to foul, the fourth on Kelly Shuck. Pretty academic now. 38-31 Northwest. McNeilis will shoot the two. She has a three-pointer, only points of the game to start this overtime. This one rolls down. She has four. And now 39-31 here in overtime. Neely's second free throw will be short. No good. Another rebound for Hodson. That's going to be 5 seconds to go. The Patriots quickly into the front court. Shuck will stop. Pass underneath for Sedlak. It's going to be tipped away, and that's going to be the end of the ball game. And the final score in overtime, Grand Island Northwest 39, Adams Central 31. We'll talk about this one in 90 seconds.
You're invited to the Plumbing Showroom at Cully Pipe and Steel Supply in Hastings to see the 3,000-square-foot showroom. The Plumbing Showroom includes a full line of kitchen and bath products featuring products by Moen, Crane, Swanstone, quality kitchen and bath cabinets, Aqualine air pools, and many more plumbing products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, the Plumbing Showroom has the professional people that can help you create the look you want. It's the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street in Hastings, a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply Incorporated.
For more than 80 years, Burt's Drugstores have been serving its customers with its best prescription service, old-fashioned personal service where they call you by your first name. Free delivery 6 days a week in the drive-up window at Burt's Pharmacy. Serving you, Burt's Drugstore, downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
1230 KHAS.
And welcome back to Grand Island Northwest High School. A thriller in overtime in the girls' game here tonight. Grand Island Northwest comes out in the extra session and outscores the Adams Central Patriots 10-2, and Grand Island Northwest wins it by the score of 39-31 in overtime here tonight. In fact, Central goes the final 4 minutes of regulation and the four-minute overtime. The Patriots scored only 2 points, the equivalent of playing a quarter and scoring only 2 points, and Adams Central lost it here 39-31. But Taylor Johnson makes one out of two free throws with 3.9 seconds to play to send it into overtime. And Adams Central then about scored 10-2 into the overtime and dropped it 39-31. But the Patriots will look back on this as a missed opportunity from 15 feet with nobody guarding you. The Patriots missed three front ends of one and ones in the fourth quarter, clinging to a 29-28 lead, but could not make any of the three. And so missed some points there, and Northwest was able to get the free throw late in the game to send it into overtime and then outscore the Patriots by 8 in overtime and win at 39-31. That was the largest lead of the ball game for either team. Northwest led by 6 at 10-4, 12-6 after the first quarter. Adams Central then goes on an 8-point run in the second quarter, got ahead 17-14. The Patriots led 19-18 at halftime. Quickly moving, but not many points scored in the second half of the ball game. In fact, Northwest scored 11 points, Adams Central 10 into the second half of the game. The Patriots outscored 6-4 in the third quarter, and we were at a Northwest lead of 24-23 going into the fourth quarter. In the fourth quarter of play, Adams Central scored 6 points, Northwest 5, and the Patriots and the Vikings headed in to overtime. Adams Central had a 29-26 lead at the four-minute mark of regulation on a Kelly Shuck three-point field goal. The Northwest was able to get a field goal and then those one-out-of-two free throws from Taylor Johnson with 3.9 seconds to go. We went into overtime. Then Northwest took control of the game. They started out with a Haley McNeely three-pointer to go up 32-29. Got a two-point field goal from Emily Jones, and then the Vikings made five free throws down the stretch of overtime for their five of their 10 points in overtime, and they won it, outscoring the Patriots 10-2 in overtime, 39-31. But the Patriots definitely with a chance to win this game, but they do not in overtime and lose it 39-31. Adam Central drops to 8-3 on the season. The Patriots' two-game losing streak is over. Northwest breaks a five-game losing streak, and the Vikings win their third game of the year to go with five losses. They won their first two, dropped their next five, won tonight, 39-31 in overtime, and the Lady Vikings now 3-5. We will run down the scoring for you and more on this girls' game after we take a two-minute timeout.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital's Sports Medicine Outreach Program knows that as an athlete, you work hard to be the best you can be. When an injury happens, we know getting back in the game is the most important thing. That's why we're available weekday mornings and Saturday mornings for our sports injury clinics. Physical therapists and a certified athletic trainer are on hand to help you with your injuries. At Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, our goal is to get you back into the game safely and as quickly as possible. Free clinics are held in the Medical Services Building on the Mary Lanning campus. Call for more information.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
Where there's a WIT, there's a way. WIT Plumbing does the best plumbing work, from new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and septic tank installation. Call Randy at 463-4664. WIT Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
Harvard State Bank, competitive, progressive, and secure. While Harvard State Bank is locally owned, they still offer the latest technology like free online banking. Go to harvardstatebank.com. Since 1903, Harvard State Bank, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Okay, Grand Island Northwest girls win it 39-31 in overtime here tonight, outscoring the Patriots 10-2 in the overtime. For Adams Central in this girls' game, Jalinda Hodson leads the way with 10 points on the evening, the only Patriot in double figures, and she had more than 10 rebounds, over her average, I'm sure, in rebounds. We do not have the official stats, but Jalinda, great job on the board. She has 10 to lead the way. 7 for Janessa Bolin, 5 of those in the second quarter. The 6 points for Kelly Shuck on a couple of threes in the contest. 4 points for Kelsey Sedlak, all of those in the second quarter. And 2 apiece for Carrie Holden and Carrie Coates as the Patriots drop at 39-31. Leslie Pfeiffer, Cheyenne Gotch played also, but did not score as the Patriots ran their 8-person rotation in this ball game. 10 for Hodson, 7 for Bolin, 6 for Shuck, 4 for Sedlak, and 2 each for Carrie Holden and Carrie Coates. For Grand Island Northwest, they get 2 players in double figures. Taylor Johnson, the 6'1" senior, scored 13, and she made 7 of those from the free throw line, including the one that sent this game into overtime, and then went 4 out of 4 from the line in overtime. So Taylor Johnson got to her average of 13. She had 13 to lead the way. Amelia Beeler hurt the Patriots in this game. A young lady who averages about 3 points per contest. She had 10 tonight, including 8 in the first half. The clamps were put on by the Patriots in the second half, but Beeler had 10 to be in double figures for Grand Island Northwest. 6 for Emily Jones. Jones held down by the Patriots. She averages 10.6 a game. She only scored 6. 4 for Haley McNeely, including all 4 in overtime, and 2 each for Michaela Schimmer, Kyla Havronik, and Taylor Shoemaker. the Vikings shooting a lot of free throws in overtime. In fact, 5 out of 8 from the line in overtime. Finished 10 out of 15 from the free throw line, led by Taylor Johnson with 13, Amelia Beeler with 10 for the Lady Vikings. Adam Sundell will look back on this one. Like we said, the missed front ends of 3 1-and-1s in the fourth quarter, made only 2 free throws, 2 out of 9 from the free throw line for Adam Central in the ball game. So the Patriots that shooting over 50% from the line this season, only 2 out of 9 from the line in the ball game tonight, and drop it by the score of 39-31 in this overtime game. Adam Central girls now 8-3 on the air, and they'll be back home tomorrow night. It's Donovan Trumbull coming to town for a girls-boys doubleheader on Soup Supper Night over at Patriot Gym. The Patriots won't have much chances to think too much about this one. They'll get ready for Donovan Trumbull tomorrow night, and the girls' game scheduled for 6 o'clock tomorrow night. The boys at 7:45, and the Patriots now at 8-3 on the year. And on the Northwest, as we said, ends a 5-game losing streak with this overtime victory by the score of 39-31. And Grand Island Northwest now with 3 wins and 5 losses on the season. And Grand Island Northwest will be in action on Monday night at Columbus Lakeview. So the Vikings at 3-5 will go to Columbus Lakeview tomorrow night. We have a chance to talk to Tim Marker, the girls basketball coach of the Adams Central Patriots, as the Patriots drop this from 39-31 in overtime. Coach, thanks for coming up. Really appreciate it. Are we going to look back on this one? Boy, if we could have made any of those front-end 1-1 misses in the fourth quarter, you might have had a little breathing room, but it just wouldn't go down for you. You just didn't have much offense the latter part of the fourth quarter and in overtime, but the lid was on the basket, but the missed free throws really hurt.
Yeah, you know, we talked about that, and the girls realized that they left that one on the free throw line in the fourth quarter. We had our chances, you know. Actually, you know, there were 6 points we left there, you know, and we could have closed it out pretty easy, and that's something that we've got to be able to do. We've got to learn from it. They have to get there and experience that pressure, and, you know, you can make a lot of free throws in a game, but until you've experienced it, I mean, a lot of free throws in practice, until you've experienced the pressure in a game and have been out there and had everybody looking at you and people yelling and everything, you know, you just have to get some of that experience. And Janessa has had some experience there, and you know, we thought she probably knocked down those second two and just didn't get it done. But, we're really disappointed that we left that one out there.
Yeah, and then we got into overtime, and they get a quick 3 to jump out in front and kind of took control of the game in overtime. And, again, in overtime, you only have the 1 field goal. If you really couldn't get anything going in overtime either. And they just got the jump on you, and they hit their free throws in overtime.
Yeah, they did. They did a nice job from the line, and that made it pretty tough to try and get back on them. They had a couple players that stepped up. Number 32 didn't, you know, the films that I watched didn't really do a whole lot. She stepped up and hit that big 3 there. You know, that's just players making plays. Number 40 scouted and really didn't shoot the ball real well, and she shot the ball real well tonight. So, you know, maybe I didn't scout them hard enough and prepare well enough for them. I'm not sure there, but, you know, they did enough to get it done, and we let them have an opportunity.
Well, you talk about the 2 6-footers, Jones and Johnson, and Johnson ends up with 13, and Amelia Beeler, number 40 tonight, hurt you. She had 8 in the first half, 10 in the game. She averages about 3 a game, but your defense is sagging in on the bigger girls. But and speaking of making plays, Amelia stepped up and made the play for Northwest, and she shot the ball very well, and that hurt you. But you were trying to tag in on the defense there and did a pretty good job inside, but the Beeler hurt you from the outside. But she just made the play, so.
Yeah, and she did. And, you know, second half we had to make an adjustment to that, and as we made an adjustment to that, that gave the post a little bit more room inside. That's just part of it. You got to make plays. We had chances inside, and we left some layups that we could have probably finished and didn't get to go down that could have, you know, changed it as well. And we just had too many times. We start the second half with 5 or 6 turnovers there, and there's no reason for it. We just playing a little lazy with the basketball coming out of the second half, and we just didn't quite get it done tonight. I hope that we can, you know, learn from this, move on tomorrow, and turn it up another notch tomorrow and get ready to roll towards the end.
Yeah, with Don coming up tomorrow night. Late in the regulation, Coach, you're up by 1. you're under the foul limit. It looked like you were trying to intentionally foul to keep Northwest from getting up and down the floor. Was that the plan late? You had a couple of fouls to give, but Johnson got down the floor too quickly before you could foul, I guess. Were you intentionally fouling there to try to slow things up and keep them from getting down the floor in a hurry?
Yeah, you know, we wanted to wait just a little bit longer than where they got rid of the ball, and we're hoping that we could guard her a little bit longer than that and not give her that good look so that she could catch and run like that. And you know, they kind of beat us to the punch. But, yeah, that's what we wanted to do, is to drag it out with some free throw, or drag it out with some fouls and make them reset and make it tougher so that they couldn't just do that. But they got the ball up quicker than what we wanted, and then, you know, got down the floor. And Jalinda didn't really want to foul, and it's hard to get kids to change their mind and figure things out that quick on the run without having that experience. And so, you know, that's what we were trying to kind of going for. They moved the ball quicker than what we wanted them to. We wanted to defend that a little bit better with the guards, and so they couldn't get it there, but they did.
And she made one out of two, and then the Vikings went on to win it in overtime by eight. Well, Coach, I guess maybe a good thing about it, there's such a thing, something good, of course, coming out of a loss. There always is coming out of any game, I'm sure. Don't have too much time to think about. The girls got to get their attention to Donovan Trumbull. Always give the Patriots fits, play very scrappy kind of basketball. They haven't had much success as far as wins are concerned, but there'll be a handful tomorrow night, and you got to come out and be ready to go right from the get-go tomorrow night. You got to get off of, I'm sure you hope, for a quick start and to gain the momentum in that game tomorrow night.
Yeah, you know, we do. We don't have a lot of time. We come in tomorrow and shoot around and go over to Donovan Trumbull stuff and hopefully, you know, realize that they're playing a lot better than they were at the beginning of the year, and they're playing a lot closer games. And you know, you've got to come out and play hard. It isn't going to be an easy game by any means. They're good athletes. They go to the basket hard. They're tough to defend. You know, they're doing a lot of good things right now. They were up on Centura at the half, so they can play good basketball. And we're going to have to come out with another good game and hopefully shoot the ball a little bit better than what we did tonight.
Yeah, you're going to maybe learn a few things about this team as you get in head into the final month of the regular season. We'll see how they react tomorrow night. I guess we'll just have to wait about 20 hours or so and find out, Coach, and hopefully it'll be a good start and a good game tomorrow night. We appreciate you coming up, and we'll see what happens tomorrow. Thanks very much.
Okay, thanks a lot, Blaine. Yeah, these girls are pretty tough. They'll get us there.
Okay, Jim Marcus, thank you very much. Basketball coach, girls coach of the Adams Central Lady Patriots. They dropped the overtime game to Northwest here tonight, up 39-31. Again, Jalinda Hoskins with 10 leading the way for the Patriots, 7 for Janessa Boland, 6 for Kelly Shuck, 4 for Kelsey Sedlak, and 2 each for Carrie Holland and the Carrie Coates. The Patriots outscored 10-2 in overtime, drop it 39-31, and their season record now 8-3. Well, that will do it for the girls' portion of things here at the Grand Island Northwest. We'll turn our attention to the boys' contest after we take a break here. Again, the final score in overtime, Grand Island Northwest girls 39, Adams Central 31. We'll be back with the boys' basketball game after this 2-minute timeout.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with the Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
You're invited to the plumbing showroom at Cully Pipe and Steel Supply in Hastings to see the 3,000-square-foot showroom. The plumbing showroom includes a full line of kitchen and bath products, featuring products by Moen, Crane, Swanstone, quality kitchen and bath cabinets, Aqualine air pools, and many more plumbing products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, the plumbing showroom has the professional people that can help you create the look you want. It's the plumbing showroom, 500 West South Street in Hastings, a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply Incorporated.